KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has stood for more than just a store. It's all about neighbors helping neighbors, families growing together, and communities thriving. And now, that tradition is here in Reading. From feed and garden supplies to tools and pet essentials, Grange Co-op has what you need. With service you can trust. Visit us today at 55 Lake Boulevard. Grange Co-op, trusted by neighbors since 1934.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Fizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
To go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
Well, Janet, it sounds from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up, and that would be optimal if that's the case. So let's presume that your area is over a crawl space, and if that's the correct situation, you would want to insert insulation between the floor joists, and you would do it from the underside. Tearing that floor out from the top when you can get under, it just doesn't make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I would also make sure that I'm checking the ceiling above. If there is an attic space above that room, that area should also be insulated. And then thirdly, you could do the walls, making sure that you're sealing out any gaps that could be forming around there. But generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is the ceiling first, followed by the floors. I mean, always think about the heat escapes from your head. So like put a hat on your head, put an insulation in the attic. That will do the same kind of thing, you know, just because the heat rises. And floors are generally easier to insulate, and the walls are kind of the hardest. So they would be the last step unless you're doing some major construction or some other work inside the house. But either way, this is wonderful. You're trying to seal out those energy leak areas, and it's definitely easier to go from under the floor and above the ceiling than taking it apart from the middle. I hope that makes some sense to you, and you get cozy real soon, Janet.
All right, Leslie, we've got Gary in my home state of Michigan on the line who's dealing with some concrete issues. What's going on, Gary?
I have a concrete porch that was installed about 10 years ago. And the top is flaking pretty quickly, it seems like. And I just need to know what is the best solution to take care of this problem.
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's hard when the concrete kind of just starts to flake apart. And generally it happens because there's a crack, water gets underneath it, that crack sort of freezes and it kind of starts to lift up and then fall apart. If you try to just put some regular concrete on top of it, nothing's going to stick. So you really need to look for a product that's made for repair, resurfacing, and that's formulated to really stick to those areas. You want to look at Quikrete. It has a product called Recap, and that will do just that. In fact...
Is that the real light one, Leslie, with, like, the silicone?
Yeah, well, no. This one's kind of a gray concrete tone. You mix it up, and it's interesting because it kind of feels like a little bit of an epoxy mix when you mix it, but it's like... It's almost like it's rubbery. It has that like compoundy feel, but it's definitely worth the work. You can also use a paddle mixer when you're doing larger projects. I remember when I did the basement floor and had to mix up large bits of adhesive, I used that mixer paddle to sort of build up a 5-gallon bucket of the mastic, which really was hugely helpful. But you kind of mix it, you pour it out, you can sort of travel it out or use the bottom of a broom or a brush to push it around, and then it kind of finishes up the space as well. Because you're outside, you want to have something that's got a little bit of a grit to it, so you can use a broom finish that will help you make sure you don't slip when it does get icy outside, but it's designed to stick, and it sticks like crazy to that old concrete surface, and that's really what you want, and that's really going to give you a whole new concrete look when you are done. So definitely a project that's wonderful for you and the best way for you to proceed with these situations. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. You know, Halloween is right around the corner. You might be running out of time, but you still want to haunt your house in style. So coming up, we've got some easy last-minute Halloween decor ideas that you can whip up in a single afternoon using stuff that you've already got at home. No craft store trip required. That's coming up next after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit quikrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com.
That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, are you ready to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, we have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a Marble Dream resurfacing kit. It's a DIY kit that can completely transform your old laminate, wood, or stone countertops into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. And get this, it's a prize worth around $150. It's got everything you need in that kit. It is a wonderful kit that will deliver professional results that are beautiful, durable, and best part, totally doable. To enter to win our Marble Dream Kit giveaway, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions. You can check the kit out at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But give us a call for your chance to win. Well, if Halloween totally snuck up on you this year, don't worry. There is still time to turn your space from ho-hum to haunted. And the best part, these last-minute ideas use things that you likely already have lying around the house. So let's start with an all-time favorite. Ghosts that are made from cheesecloth or gauze. You want to drape them over balloons or a foam ball or even an upside-down mixing bowl. And you can spray that cheesecloth or gauze with starch, or you can dilute some glue, and that's going to stiffen the shape. And once it dries, voila! You have floating ghosts to hang from trees or from the chandelier. You can make them big. You can make them small. They are so fun, and they look great. If you have some black felt kicking around, you can cut out little circle eyes and whatnot for funny faces and glue them right to the cheesecloth. Now, black trash bags, those equal instant Halloween magic. You can cut them into large spider web shapes and tape them to the windows, the wall, the porch railing. And if you add a big DIY spider made from rolled up socks or newspaper wrapped in black duct tape, you have got a web that looks store-bought but isn't. Now, when it comes to making the spider web out of the black trash bags, you kind of fold them up like you would paper when you're making like paper dolls or gingerbread men, that type of thing. And then, or even the snowflakes from when you were kids, and just kind of work on a quarter of it and cut out, you know, a part of your spider web shape. And when you unfold it, ta-da! Now, if you want to do a spooky silhouette, you can turn plain paper or cardboard into those eerie silhouettes. So like a cat or a bat or a witch or a spooky tree, you cut them out and backlight them with LED candles in the window or lanterns on your porch. Even simple black construction paper cutouts on the wall will add that creepy drama. If you want some candlelight with a twist, grab your glass jars, mason jars, or old candle holders and wrap them in torn up gauze or tissue to make mummy lights. You can add googly eyes and drop in LED tea lights or battery-operated candles. They're safe, they're glowy, and they add perfect Halloween vibes to your mantle and your steps. And here's a fun one, DIY potion bottles. Raid your pantry, empty spice jars, wine bottles, olive oil containers, they can all become witchy potions. You add food coloring to water, and then you make a handwritten label, or if you're good with the Photoshop or InDesign, you can make a really cool-looking label, and you can write things like zombie breath or troll tears, and then you arrange them on a tray or a bookshelf or the mantle or whatever, and they become awesome and creepy. So even if you waited until now, you know, the last howl, you can still transform your home into a Halloween haven. It's not about just spending money. It's about getting creative, having fun, and maybe using some of those mystery craft supplies that you kind of been hoarding for years, thinking, oh, one day I will use this random piece of moss. Well, today is that day, my friends.
Just think, Leslie, if you're only passionate about it.
Oh, my God. I love Halloween. I love it.
No way.
All right, Jimmy, who's up next? And hopefully they love Halloween, too.
All right, Leslie, Lauren left us a message and has a question about some siding issues and some overgrowth. Let's see what she has to say.
Last year, my husband and I moved into a split-level ranch that was built in 1957, and at the time that we moved in, it had been vacant for a while, and it was somewhat neglected, and there was a lot of ivy and other plants that had grown up against the house. So when we moved in and had those removed, we noticed that there was a lot of damage to the siding underneath. The siding is cedar siding, and as far as we can tell, it's not been well-maintained, so we aren't sure when it was sealed last or painted last, missing a lot of caulk, a lot of gaps, in addition to the damage that the plants have done to it. So we're wondering if cedar siding is always worth salvaging, or if we should maybe consider a different siding material. And then the other question is, if the cedar siding is worth saving and fixing up, who would we contact to do that? What type of contractor? Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
Yeah, I know ivy always seems like a great idea when it's first planted. It's kind of charming, and it's even pretty when it's on a brick building, but it's not the best thing for the building itself. Beautiful to look at, but not the best. You know, when you put it on a house that has wood siding, I think the siding, well, rather, I think the ivy thinks that the siding is the dirt, and it just kind of finds a way to go under the boards and around the boards and in through everything. So it's going to end up being a lot more maintenance to keep wood siding, to keep those vines from growing on top of it. Other sidings are going to be gorgeous too. They're just going to have different levels of maintenance. So I think with the cedar siding, it's a lot more maintenance than, say, a vinyl siding. But I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a totally different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, kind of whatever it takes to get that surface ready to accept the new paint. And when you do that, at that point, you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. And the painter may be able to do that, but you'll probably need to hire maybe just a carpenter or a handyman to come and take care of that part of it. Now, in terms of staining, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain, because that's just going to last the longest. It's the most saturated. It really does a good job to kind of stay on the house, keep the house stained, and caulk the seams. And you can even also at that point caulk around the windows and the doors, because that's something typically a painter would do. But if you decide to take everything off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding, because hardy is the brand. Plank, so it can be hardy plank or hardy shingle. That's just sort of the shape of the siding. Is it a cementitious composite, Jim? It's kind of like a cement-based material.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my house. It actually matches the color of the original siding. It's very beautiful. It's super durable. Everything is factory painted on all sides. And I think we put up our siding right after Hurricane Sandy, which would be 13 years ago, because that's how old Charlie is. So that's how I always know.
That's how you gauge it, yeah.
I mean, I haven't had to do anything except pressure wash a couple of areas, you know, get rid of some spider webs. Maybe there's a little mildew in one spot.
Oh, that should be covered under warranty. Spider webs? Come on.
Bah, it's so great, and it's so durable. It is a little bit on the expensive side, but I just don't think you have to tear it all out because a little ivy got too close. I think you can restore it. You know what's always interesting? When the ivy comes off the siding, but yet you still see all those little, I mean, it's almost like tentacles from like an octopus. You can kind of see the remnants of it on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. There's some stuff you can do to sort of just refinish. You can change it if you want. I'm not sure what your budget is. Perhaps you're that secret Powerball winner in, I don't know, California, and you want to just do big projects. Then if that's you,
great.
Hurrah. But you've got a lot of good options here with your siding. I don't think you're out of luck just because you had some ivy.
Laura, thanks for reaching out to us at the Money Pit.
Coming up, we're sharing the spookiest, most budget-friendly ways to turn your yard into a haunted masterpiece. With glowing eyes in the bushes, floating ghosts in the trees, and creepy cauldrons that bubble and glow,
ooh,
these DIY Halloween lighting effects are quick, clever, and guaranteed to delight your trick-or-treaters or totally freak them out in the best way possible. That's what I mean. I mean, you know, scare them just a little. Stay tuned on how to bring your spooky yard to life after this.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Marine Corporal Tisha Kay suffered spinal injuries and post-traumatic stress after multiple deployments. Her service dog, Q's, learned to pick up dropped keys, open doors, and interrupt flashbacks with a gentle paw. After 18 months of training, they graduated as a certified team. Tisha now speaks at veteran events about the power of patience, saying, "Q's didn't just give me independence, he gave me courage." For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, we have a great prize up for grabs for you this hour. We have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform any old laminate wood or stone countertop into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend, and it's a prize worth around $150. You can have a beautiful look that feels modern and high-end without the demo, the dust, or that high bill from a contractor. And hey, if you've already used one of Deich's kits to create your own dream surface, don't forget to enter it into their 2025 Show Us Your Countertops contest. They're looking for amazing DIY transformations, and your project could win big. But don't wait. That entry deadline is October 31st. To enter their contest, you want to head on over to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But for your chance to win here at the Money Pit, give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've ever wanted to create a front yard so spooky that it stops trick-or-treaters in their tracks, but you don't want to break the bank doing it, we've got five fun, simple, and seriously effective lighting tricks that will make your home the eeriest on the block. So let's start with something ghostly and glowing, ghost lanterns in the tree. All you need are some white balloons, cheesecloth, fishing line, and a few glow sticks or LED tea lights. So this is the same as before. You're going to blow up that balloon. You're going to drape it with the cheesecloth. It doesn't work, though, if it's rainy outside, because the whole goal here is to sort of put that glue on the cheesecloth, have it shaped to the balloon, pop it once it's dried, you know? But if it gets damp, it's going to go womp, womp. So if it's a nice, dry Halloween, this is awesome. So what you want to do is, once you have the balloon with the ghost ready to go, you want it to look like a floating head. You can drop a glow stick inside that balloon. You can drape them with fishing line from tree branches or the porch eaves, and they'll kind of sway in the wind like glowing spirits. It's classic. It's still super creepy. You can use the glue to make them stiff and form. You can use the balloon to just kind of be a sort of a head shape. Either way, awesome use for cheesecloth, because how often are you like wrapping up veggies for soup? Not very. So you've got cheesecloth in the drawer. Break it out. Now, it's super important also to think about what the house looks like at night. So maybe get some color-changing porch lights. You can swap out your regular porch bulbs for smart bulb or simple colored party bulbs like red or purple or orange. You can set them to flicker. If you want to get fancy, you can use a smart app to program spooky pulses or lighting effects. And if you really want to amp it up, you can set a spotlight in your yard to shine up onto your siding or your windows. It casts an ominous shadow, and it gives your house the haunted mansion glow. It works great with like a strobing effect, or purple or red, I find, works the best. Now, here's a subtle but great effect: glowing eyes in the bushes. You can grab some empty toilet paper rolls and cut out pairs of spooky eyes. You can line the inside with red or green cellophane, and then you drop in a battery tea light or a glow stick, and then you tuck them into bushes, flower beds, under the steps, and once the sun goes down, it looks like all kinds of creatures are lurking around your home watching. It's the best. Now, let's light the path to your haunted house. Lanterns, or witch lights, we'll call them. Mm-hmm. You can use mason jars, painted tin cans, or recycled food containers, and fill them with fairy lights or glow sticks. Wrap them in gauze. You can paint on jack-o'-lantern faces. You can label them witch's brew or enter if you dare. And you can line that walkway for a soft, eerie glow that will guide those trick-or-treaters in, if they are brave enough. And finally, our favorite show stopper. It's a DIY cauldron. It smokes and glows. You're going to need a plastic cauldron, a fog machine, or some dry ice. Always use gloves when you're handling the dry ice, and some purple or green LED lights. You can place your fog source inside the cauldron and light it from below, and suddenly it looks like a witch is cooking up something real. And you can add a speaker with a bubbling sound effect, and this setup is guaranteed to be a neighborhood favorite. You don't need a big budget or a pro setup to create big Halloween drama, you guys. Just a few smart ideas and a little creativity. And best of all, these spooky lighting projects are easy enough to pull off in a weekend afternoon, just in time to haunt your money pit in style. I love this time of year. I think you can all tell. All right, Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out to Delaware now, kind of in your neck of the country there. And we've got Debbie on the line, and she's got something, it says here, about smoke smell and paint and a popcorn ceiling. What's going on there, Debbie?
And I bought the house I'm in. It has like a popcorn ceiling. And the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the wall, so you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's on the sides where it meets the vertical walls. What would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off? Or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment? I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling, sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
All right. Hey, Debbie. Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering, it's separating, sadly, you're going to have to scrape off the rest. And, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean the entire ceiling, but you do have to get rid of anything that's loose because you're not going to be able to reseal that. And once you do this, there's a type of popcorn repair product that comes in sort of like a large aerosol can, and you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and anything else in that area that you don't want to get this on, and then you can spray it and restore that gap area where you took off the old loose popcorn. Now, it is going to be a different color, so then you would have to paint the popcorn ceiling. It's not a great project. I truly just hate painting ceilings in general. I feel like no matter what I do, it hurts my neck. So there's got to be a better way, but sadly, that's just the issue when painting a ceiling. However, when you paint a popcorn ceiling, if you happen to just go at the popcorn with a traditional roller, what's going to happen is you're going to roll onto the popcorn ceiling, and the style of roller and the wet of the paint is just going to pull the rest of that popcorn away. So you have to go with one that's made specifically for popcorn ceilings. It's kind of like a thick roller, and it has slices in it, almost like a spiral ham. And it uses a lot of paint. And then you use that on the ceiling and just kind of work your way from one side to the other. And you can put a second coat on if you need. I mean, most people don't really like popcorn ceilings anymore. But you've got one, so you're kind of stuck with it.
I really don't like it.
I shouldn't say you're stuck with it. It's just, it's a bigger project. It's another project. If you want to just make that popcorn ceiling go away completely, you can scrape it all off. And then once you're done and that surface is smooth, you would prime it and then paint it. And in this case, instead of using a ceiling paint, which kind of has a little bit of a sheen to it, I would go with a flat paint, period. Not even a ceiling paint, just a flat old latex paint, because that lack of sheen will make any unevenness in that ceiling surface kind of go away. If there is a sheen, you will notice every imperfection. And I'm sad to say that when you do take off a popcorn ceiling, there are going to be imperfections. So if you do choose to scrape it all off, sand it, get it smooth, prime it, and just paint it with a simple flat paint, and it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Halloween's over. I know it's not technically, but, you know, I'm giving you tips for when Halloween is over. Well, we want your porch to look really good, right? And not look like it's just been a mess of trick-or-treaters. So we're going to share some tips on how you can pack away all of those spooky decorations so they're ready to go next year. We've got Halloween cleanup made simple next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, you want to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, our friends at Deich Coatings are helping us give one lucky listener a Marble Dream resurfacing kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform all your old laminate, wood, and stone surfaces into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. It's a prize worth around $150. You can check it out at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com, but give us a call for help with your home improvement projects and for your chance to win at 888-MONEY-PIT. All right, so Halloween came, you spooked the neighbors, the kids cleaned you out of candy, and now your porch looks like the aftermath of a haunted hayride. Well, before the cobwebs start blowing into your gutters and the pumpkins turn to mush, let's talk about how to wrap up Halloween the right way with smart storage, safe cleanup, and a head start on next year. So let's start with the pumpkins. I mean, let's tackle the messiest, gross part first. If they are still in good shape and you didn't carve them, you're in luck. Those uncut pumpkins can actually last a while and be repurposed into fall decor. Just add a few mums and blammo, you have a great Thanksgiving display. Now, if you have carved rotting pumpkins, you can compost them. Pumpkins are great organic material for garden beds. Just remove the candles if there's paint or decorations. No compost pile. You can check with your local municipality. Some towns do offer drop-off spots for yard waste and organics after Halloween. I kind of just toss them into the flower bed, too. Not all of them, but I do toss one or two in there because the squirrels will continue to eat them, and they're good for the garden bed. So good tip there. Also, I do just drag some to the curb. You know, what are you going to do? Got to get rid of them. Now, indoor decor, you can sort and store them all smartly. Don't just toss everything into one bin. Take an extra 15 minutes, sort the decor by type or room, wrap string lights and delicate garlands around cardboard to keep them from nodding, and use clear bins or labels so that next year's setup is quick and painless. Also, ditch that broken skeleton and those melted candles now. Don't store things that you're just going to throw away next year. Chuck them. Buy something on sale and replace that space with something new and fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Who knows? And your outdoor decor, dry it out before you box it up. If you've had an inflatable, those faux gravestones or spooky lights outside, make sure everything is dry before you store it. That moisture can lead to mold and damage. You want to lay everything out on a tarp in the garage for a few hours before you pack it up. You can store those Halloween items together in a bin labeled Porch and Yard Halloween. You will thank yourself when it's time to go next October. Hopefully we start a week or so earlier so you can really scare the neighbors. And batteries and technology. You want to remove the batteries from anything that lights up or moves. Storing batteries inside is the fastest way to kill the battery, but also the product. You want to store spare bulbs and remote controls in a zip bag and toss it right into the bin with the thing that it controls. And just like that, you have cleared out the haunted house and made room for all the cozy fall vibes and maybe even just a little hint of holiday sparkle coming your way next. Your Halloween's decor is safe, your pumpkins are doing the part in the compost bin, and your sanity is intact. Now on to Thanksgiving.
Fall is the perfect time to knock out those small but mighty home projects. And coming up in Leslie's Last Word, easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready. From water heaters to furnace filters to chemical-free cleaning tricks you can make yourself, Leslie will show you how to set your home up for a smooth season ahead. That's next on The Money Pit.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
.org.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now for Jim's email portion of the show. Who's up, Jimmy?
Bosley. Bosley wrote in and says, I want to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to a wall, but I have no idea how to get it off the wall. What's the best way to go about doing this, and what kind of protective gear might I need?
Well, obviously, Bosley, your angels will help you with this project.
You're showing our age, Leslie.
No, we're young and vibrant, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, Bosley, this is a tricky one. So first of all, you can't pry it off the wall, obviously, because it's going to break, and that's what makes it very dangerous. You have to protect yourself, your face, your hands, all of that when you're doing this. Now, here's a trick. If you can get a wire behind that mirror, you can kind of draw that wire. And sometimes people use like piano wire or picture hanging wire, guitar string, that's another one. And you use it to saw back and forth behind that mirror. Somebody's got to kind of hold the front so it doesn't all fall off. But you can kind of just pry through that glue and separate it enough from the wall. It's going to get weaker as you get to this process, and it will eventually fall from the wall. But you'll find that the wall will be not as damaged as it could have been. Maybe you didn't break the mirror. Maybe you didn't get 7 years of bad luck. But you're going to have to, you know, kind of maybe prep that wall a little bit for what you're going to refinish it. You might even need to put another layer of drywall over. It's just kind of a tricky job. So good luck with it. Call in those angels. They're just busy blowing out their hair and putting on matching outfits anyway to fight crime. So grab a buddy, angel or not, and good luck with this, all right?
Are you looking for some easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready? Well, from water heaters to furnace filters and chemical-free cleaning tricks, Leslie has some awesome tips in her last word. Go for it, Leslie.
All right. It's my last word. That's not true.
Da-da-da-da.
I'm going to talk forever and ever. You know this.
You get the last word in, at least.
All right, guys. Well, fall is the season where everything feels a little cozier, and it's also the perfect time to knock out those easy home projects that keep things running smoothly all winter long. So let's start with hot water, because nobody wants a cold shower in January. Now is a great time to give that water heater a little TLC. If you've got a tank-style heater, drain off a couple of gallons of water to flush out the sediment. That's going to make it work harder than it has to. Just be sure that the unit's been turned off and has had an hour to cool before you touch a thing. Now, while you're in that zone, you can swap out your furnace filter. It's a small job, but it's got a big payoff. You'll get cleaner air. You'll get lower heating bills. Bonus points if you set a reminder to change it monthly all winter long. And since we'll all be sealed up in the house soon, this is your moment to give everything a good natural clean. White vinegar and water make those windows sparkle. Salt and baking soda, they are the dream team for scrubbing. And a little olive oil and lemon juice can make your furniture gleam without a single harsh chemical. If you want some more ideas, there's a full list of natural cleaning recipes at moneypit.com. Small projects now equal a warm, clean, and happy home later. Coming up next week, is your kitchen ready for the real holiday hustle? I mean, it is about to get real busy up in that spot. Suddenly, you're baking pies, you're bringing things to friends' houses, people are popping over for 20-course meals. Who knew that your kitchen could stand up to all of this? We're going to share easy ways to prep your space for that extra cooking and baking and entertaining that is just around the corner. We've got deep cleaning tips to a few clever organizing moves that will make your kitchen feel ready for anything. Now, your kitchen will be ready. You? I don't know.
I can't speak
to that. But whether you're hosting or just feeding the crew, this is the weekend to get it done. That's next week on The Money Pit. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show.
Hey.
pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you want to be wealthy, you have to have a wealthy mindset. How?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Walk away from easy money. Ignore most of the headlines because 95% of them are garbage. Always continue to reinvest.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Republicans are gearing for a battle in the wake of the Arctic Frost spy case. It's been revealed to a widespread Biden administration spy operation that sought to learn more about the activities of conservative organizations. Critics says it was a mass surveillance operation into the conservative movement at large. The late Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA was spied on, part of former special counsel Jack Smith's fishing expedition against President Trump. South Carolina GOP Senator Lindsey Graham tells the Salem Radio Network the investigations into President Trump were clearly politically motivated.
I don't think it's an accident that from the time he announced in November to August of 23, that there was an avalanche of legal cases against him that would make it hard for him to be successful in 24. And I think all of us got caught up in that network of trying to take Trump down.
Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says nearly a dozen Republican senators, himself included, were the targets of telecommunications subpoenas thanks to a whistleblower. Other organizations within the conservative orbit were also targets of Biden's Justice Department. The Trump administration has announced more restrictions on members of the news media.
Reporters with White House press credentials will no longer be able to access an area of the West Wing known as Upper Press without an appointment. It's long been an area where reporters would gather to talk with the press secretary and communications staff. A White House memo cited concerns about protecting sensitive material. Earlier this month, dozens of reporters turned in access badges and left the Pentagon rather than agree to restrictions on their work there imposed by the Trump administration. Greg Clugston, Washington.
British police say 10 people have been taken to hospitals after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, 9 of them with life-threatening injuries. British transport police are investigating the situation. More at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? The longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Tuesday is an off-year election, but there are a number of key races on tap. Governorships of Virginia and New Jersey and the mayoral election in New York City. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire says President Trump has significantly increased GOP voter turnout.
To get them out again takes more effort. It takes enthusiasm. And since we are in an off-year cycle right now, without President Trump at the top of the ticket because he dynamically alters how people turn out, that is going to be a problem that Republicans have to continue to address going into the future.
McGuire says Democrat candidates are not hiding their radical views.
When they show you the Nazi tattoo, when they show you the socialists, you have to believe that is the core of their party, because both of those candidates are unapologetically backed by Bernie Sanders.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. On the West Coast, California advocates are making a final push for a statewide referendum to redraw the congressional map. Breaking news at townhall.com. The Red Cross has transferred the remains of three people to Israel, but Israeli military officials say they are not those of missing hostages. That follows Israel's return Friday of the bodies of 30 Palestinians to authorities in Gaza. That completed an exchange after militants turned over remains of two hostages in a sign that the tense Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement is edging forward. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says things are returning to normal in his home country.
The cafes are full. We're waiting for the tourists to come back. We're already starting to get tourists back. This happened just literally within a week. International airlines are renewing their flights to and from Tel Aviv. All of that is yes. And Israel today is more secure than it's probably ever been.
Dr. Michael Oren spoke to the Salem Radio Network. The president has ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military inaction in Nigeria due to the persecution of Christians there. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Pick up the telephone,
fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I am Leslie Segretti, and with me is Jim Kenzie. Jim, how's it going this hour?
Good. I'm just honing my button boy skills behind the console here.
Well, you're an excellent button boy, and so much more, sir. Do not sell yourself short.
Oh, I'm just teasing. A little self-deprecation never hurt anybody.
I know. We're both really good at it.
No, I'm worse at it than you are.
No, I'm more worser. Worserer.
Oh, my God. What a team. Okay.
I know. We're really a bunch of dodo birds, and somehow we are in charge of this wonderful show, The Money Pit.
Okay.
So let's get to the wonderful content that we're sharing with you guys to make sure that your home is in tip-top shape. So first up, and I think this is most importantly for, you know, days away from Halloween, you're running out of time, but you still want to haunt your house in style? Coming up, we've got some easy last-minute Halloween decor ideas that you can whip up in a single afternoon using stuff you probably already have at home. From creepy candles to ghostly garlands, we're going to show you how to get festive fast. No trip to the craft store required. And we are sharing the spookiest, most budget-friendly ways to turn your yard into a haunted masterpiece with glowing eyes in the bushes, floating ghosts in the trees, and creepy cauldrons that bubble and glow. These DIY Halloween lighting effects are quick, clever, and guaranteed to delight those trick-or-treaters. Or totally freak them out in the best way possible. So stay tuned for how to bring your spooky yard to, you know, a reality here. And now that we've decorated and sadly, eventually Halloween will be over. Well, not really, but let's pretend, you know.
Just because the neighbors take their stuff down, Leslie, doesn't mean you have to.
I know. So don't worry, guys. Coming up, we're going to share some smart tips for packing away those spooky decorations so they last longer, storing those outdoor inflatables without the tangles, and even what to do with those rotting pumpkins. Hint, don't just toss them. We've got your Halloween cleanup made simple. Yes, I'm doing a whole hour dedicated to Halloween because I love it, and I hope that you guys too. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. So we can help you out. Jim, who's up first?
Well, Leslie, we love family projects, and we've got John from Texas who has exactly that thing going on with his daughter building a house. What's the project, John?
I'm building a little 16 by 36, two-bedroom, small place.
Okay.
I'm at the roof.
All right, well, you're at the roof. You're getting there.
Different people telling me what to do. I've got the rafters up, and I've been told since I'm going with a metal roof, just lath it right now and put the metal down to the lathing and roof. But I built houses with my grandfather, and we always decked a house.
Yeah, lots of folks have done it like that for years, yeah.
And my brother's telling me, oh, you got to deck it and then put your lathing on top of that and then your metal. I was listening to y'all over the weekend right before I was starting on this roof deal, and I thought I'd see what your thoughts on it were.
All right, so when you say deck it, just for people who are not familiar, what you're basically referring it to here is using plywood sheathing, like sheets of plywood, on top of those roofing rafters. Now, a couple of things to think about there. First of all, if you do put sheathing onto the roof, it's going to be structurally a lot stronger than if you just put the lath down, which is sort of like that 1x3 strips that goes all the way down the roof. Now, in the old days, that's how we used to build roofs, but I mean, it's kind of not been that way since the mid to late 1800s. And then it kind of laid on it and had like cedar shingles nailed right to that lath. So there's really nothing wrong with doing it that way because it has been around so long. I do think that the plywood approach is going to be stronger and it's going to be quieter. I mean, you have to remember when it rains, it's really loud on that metal roof. So you've got to find something that will make it quieter. And if you were to put a roof sheathing in between it, then also you can insulate right up under it using the insulation on the back of the roofing shingles. And so there's a lot of reasons I think that I would probably just use solid decking on the project.
That was my thought, for the strength mainly that I knew would be there. That's tying everything together.
Yeah, all right, absolutely, you know. The only other suggestion we would have for you is to check with the manufacturer of the metal roofing and see what their recommendations are for installation. But generally speaking, I don't think there's a right approach. So go ahead and put a roof deck on and those rafters can go on from there.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, John. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, we have Janet, who's dealing with some insulation issues. What's going on, Janet?
I have a side entrance on my home that was sort of an add-on area that is not well insulated. am I better to find some sort of insulation to go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
Well, Janet, it sounds from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up. And that would be optimal if that's the case. So let's presume that your area is over a crawl space. And if that's the correct situation, you would want to insert insulation between the floor joists, and you would do it from the underside. Tearing that floor out from the top when you can get under, it just doesn't make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I would also make sure that I'm checking the ceiling above. If there is an attic space above that room, that area should also be insulated. And then thirdly, you could do the walls, making sure that you're sealing out any gaps that could be forming around there. But generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is the ceiling first, followed by the floors. I mean, always think about the heat escapes from your head. So like put a hat on your head, put an insulation in the attic. That will do the same kind of thing, you know, just because the heat rises. And floors are generally easier to insulate, and the walls are kind of the hardest. So they would be the last step unless you're doing some major construction or some other work inside the house. But either way, this is wonderful. You're trying to seal out those energy leak areas, and it's definitely easier to go from under the floor and above the ceiling than taking it apart from the middle. I hope that makes some sense to you, and you get cozy real soon, Janet.
All right, Leslie, we've got Gary in my home state of Michigan on the line who's dealing with some concrete issues. What's going on, Gary?
I have a concrete porch that was installed about 10 years ago. And the top is flaking pretty quickly, it seems like. And I just need to know what is the best solution to take care of this problem.
Yeah, Gary, you know, it's hard when the concrete kind of just starts to flake apart. And generally it happens because there's a crack, water gets underneath it, that crack sort of freezes and it kind of starts to lift up and then fall apart. If you try to just put some regular concrete on top of it, nothing's going to stick. So you really need to look for a product that's made for repair, resurfacing, and that's formulated to really stick to those areas. You want to look at Quikrete. It has a product called Recap, and that will do just that. In fact,
is that the real light one, Leslie, with like the silicone?
Yeah, well, no. This one's kind of a gray concrete tone. You mix it up, and it's interesting because it kind of feels like a little bit of an epoxy mix when you mix it, but it's like it's almost like it's rubbery. It has that like compoundy feel, but it's definitely worth the work. You can also use a paddle mixer when you're doing larger projects. I remember when I did the basement floor and had to mix up large bits of adhesive, I used that mixer paddle to sort of build up a 5-gallon bucket of the mastic, which really was hugely helpful. But you kind of mix it, you pour it out, you can sort of travel it out or use the bottom of a broom or a brush to push it around, and then it kind of finishes up the space as well. Because you're outside, you want to have something that's got a little bit of a grit to it, so you can use a broom finish that will help you make sure you don't slip when it does get icy outside, but it's designed to stick, and it sticks like crazy to that old concrete surface, and that's really what you want, and that's really going to give you a whole new concrete look when you are done. So definitely a project that's wonderful for you and the best way for you to proceed with these situations. Thanks so much for joining us this hour here on the Money Pit. You know, Halloween is right around the corner. You might be running out of time, but you still want to haunt your house in style. So coming up, we've got some easy last-minute Halloween decor ideas that you can whip up in a single afternoon using stuff that you've already got at home. No craft store trip required. That's coming up next after this. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Ready to win big? Well, Deich Coatings is hosting a Show Us Our Countertops contest. Send in pictures of a kitchen or a bathroom countertop project you've done using their Luxrock Ultra, Marble Dream, or Spreadstone Mineral Select countertop kits. You could win cash or prizes. It's free and easy to enter until October 31st. Just visit DeichCoatings.com for details. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Go ahead, show them your Deich Coatings countertop.
Money Pit. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at Pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, are you ready to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, we have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a Marble Dream resurfacing kit. It's a DIY kit that can completely transform your old laminate, wood, or stone countertops into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. And get this, it's a prize worth around $150. It's got everything you need in that kit. It is a wonderful kit that will deliver professional results that are beautiful, durable, and best part, totally doable. To enter to win our Marble Dream Kit giveaway, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT with your home improvement questions. You can check the kit out at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But give us a call for your chance to win. Well, if Halloween totally snuck up on you this year, don't worry. There is still time to turn your space from ho-hum to haunted. And the best part, these last-minute ideas use things that you likely already have lying around the house. So let's start with an all-time favorite. Ghosts that are made from cheesecloth or gauze. You want to drape them over balloons or a foam ball or even an upside-down mixing bowl. And you can spray that cheesecloth or gauze with starch, or you can dilute some glue, and that's going to stiffen the shape. And once it dries, voila, you have floating ghosts to hang from trees or from the chandelier. You can make them big. You can make them small. They are so fun, and they look great. If you have some black felt kicking around, you can cut out little circle eyes and whatnot for funny faces and glue them right to the cheesecloth. Now, black trash bags, those equal instant Halloween magic. You can cut them into large spider web shapes and tape them to the windows, the wall, the porch railing. And if you add a big DIY spider made from rolled up socks or newspaper wrapped in black duct tape, you have got a web that looks store-bought but isn't. Now, when it comes to making the spider web out of the black trash bags, you kind of fold them up like you would paper when you're making like paper dolls or gingerbread men, that type of thing. And then, or even the snowflakes from when you were kids, and just kind of work on a quarter of it and cut out, you know, a part of your spider web shape. And when you unfold it,
Ta-da! Now, if you want to do a spooky silhouette, you can turn plain paper or cardboard into those eerie silhouettes. So like a cat or a bat or a witch or a spooky tree, you cut them out and backlight them with LED candles in the window or lanterns on your porch. Even simple black construction paper cutouts on the wall will add that creepy drama. If you want some candlelight with a twist, grab your glass jars, mason jars, or old candle holders and wrap them in torn up gauze or tissue to make mummy lights. You can add googly eyes and drop in LED tea lights or battery-operated candles. They're safe, they're glowy, and they add perfect Halloween vibes to your mantle and your steps. And here's a fun one, DIY potion bottles. Raid your pantry, empty spice jars, wine bottles, olive oil containers, they can all become witchy potions. You add food coloring to water, and then you make a handwritten label, or if you're good with the Photoshop or InDesign, you can make a really cool-looking label, and you can write things like zombie breath or troll tears, and then you arrange them on a tray or a bookshelf or the mantle or whatever, and they become awesome and creepy. So even if you waited until now, you know, the last howl, you can still transform your home into a Halloween haven. It's not about just spending money. It's about getting creative, having fun, and maybe using some of those mystery craft supplies that you kind of been hoarding for years, thinking, oh, one day I will use this random piece of moss. Well, today is that day, my friends.
Just think, Leslie, if you're only passionate about it.
Oh, my God. I love Halloween. I love it.
No way.
All right, Jamie, who's up next? And hopefully they love Halloween, too.
All right, Leslie, Lauren left us a message and has a question about some siding issues and some overgrowth. Let's see what she has to say.
Last year, my husband and I...
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Would we contact a painter? Are painters usually equipped to also do cedar siding repair?
Yeah, I know ivy always seems like a great idea when it's first planted. It's kind of charming, and it's even pretty when it's on a brick building, but it's not the best thing for the building itself. Beautiful to look at, but not the best. You know, when you put it on a house that has wood siding, I think the siding, well, rather, I think the ivy thinks that the siding is the dirt, and it just kind of finds a way to go under the boards and around the boards and in through everything. So it's going to end up being a lot more maintenance to keep wood siding, to keep those vines from growing on top of it. Other sidings are going to be gorgeous, too. They're just going to have different levels of maintenance. So I think with the cedar siding, it's a lot more maintenance than, say, a vinyl siding. But I don't think the fact that you've had some damage to it means that you should completely go in a totally different direction. What I would suggest is you get a good painter to work on prepping that material. It's going to have to probably be wire brushed, sanded, scraped, kind of whatever it takes to get that surface ready to accept the new paint. And when you do that, at that point, you'll know how many boards have to be replaced. And the painter may be able to do that, but you'll probably need to hire maybe just a carpenter or a handyman to come and take care of that part of it. Now, in terms of staining, I would recommend that you prime it and then use a solid color stain because that's just going to last the longest. It's the most saturated. It really does a good job to kind of stay on the house, keep the house stained, and caulk the seams. And you can even also, at that point, caulk around the windows and the doors because that's something typically a painter would do. But if you decide to take everything off, I would probably recommend that you go with a hardy plank siding because Hardy is the brand. Plank, so it can be hardy plank or hardy shingle. That's just sort of the shape of the siding. Is it a cementitious composite, Jim? It's kind of like a cement-based material.
Mm-hmm.
I have it on my house. It actually matches the color of the original siding. It's very beautiful. It's super durable. Everything is factory painted on all sides. And I think we put up our siding right after Hurricane Sandy, which would be 13 years ago because that's how old Charlie is. So that's how I always know.
That's how you gauge it, yeah.
I mean, I haven't had to do anything except pressure wash a couple of areas, you know, get rid of some spider webs. Maybe there's a little mildew in one spot.
Oh, that should be covered under warranty. Spider webs? Come on.
Ah, it's so great, and it's so durable. It is a little bit on the expensive side, but I just don't think you have to tear it all out because a little ivy got too close. I think you can restore it. You know what's always interesting when the when the ivy comes off the siding, but yet you still see all those little, I mean, it's almost like tentacles from like an octopus. You can kind of see the remnants of it on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you. There's some stuff you can do to sort of just refinish. You can change it if you want. I'm not sure what your budget is. Perhaps you're that secret Powerball winner in, I don't know, California, and you want to just do big projects. Then if that's you,
great.
Hurrah. But you've got a lot of good options here with your siding. I don't think you're out of luck just because you had some ivy.
Laura, thanks for reaching out to us at the Money Pit.
Coming up, we're sharing the spookiest, most budget-friendly ways to turn your yard into a haunted masterpiece. With glowing eyes in the bushes, floating ghosts in the trees, and creepy cauldrons that bubble and glow,
ooh,
these DIY Halloween lighting effects are quick, clever, and guaranteed to delight your trick-or-treaters or totally freak them out in the best way possible. That's what I mean. I mean, you know, scare them just a little. Stay tuned on how to bring your spooky yard to life after this.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed because height loss and back pain are often associated with aging or strain. Talk to your healthcare provider about osteoporosis screening and treatment. Find more at womeningovernment.org.
If you want to be wealthy, you have to have a wealthy mindset. How?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Walk away from easy money. Ignore most of the headlines because 95% of them are garbage. Always continue to reinvest.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear. Enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, gets a lot of interesting calls to his office when folks are ready to tackle their gutters.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
To get this special radio offer, go to leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today and get up to 30% off. That's leaffilter.com/deal for up to 30% off. Leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. Those who serve, save with T-Mobile. Military families get exclusive savings with T-Mobile, the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. So you can stay connected wherever you are. Visit T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Marine Corporal Tisha Kay suffered spinal injuries and post-traumatic stress after multiple deployments. Her service dog, Q's, learned to pick up dropped keys, open doors, and interrupt flashbacks with a gentle paw. After 18 months of training, they graduated as a certified team. Tisha now speaks at veteran events about the power of patience, saying, "Q's didn't just give me independence, he gave me courage." For more inspirational stories and conversations, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
What impact did the No Kings rally have on American discourse? Why is corporate America cashing in on the post-woke agenda? And how can political parties rein in the violent rhetoric?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, we have a great prize up for grabs for you this hour. We have teamed up with our friends at Deich Coatings to give one lucky listener a marble dream resurfacing kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform any old laminate wood or stone countertop into gorgeous faux marble in just a weekend, and it's a prize worth around $150. You can have a beautiful look that feels modern and high-end without the demo, the dust, or that high bill from a contractor. And hey, if you've already used one of Deich's kits to create your own dream surface, don't forget to enter it into their 2025 Show Us Your Countertops contest. They're looking for amazing DIY transformations, and your project could win big. But don't wait. That entry deadline is October 31st. To enter their contest, you want to head on over to DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. But for your chance to win here at the Money Pit, give us a call with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT. Well, if you've ever wanted to create a front yard so spooky that it stops trick-or-treaters in their tracks, but you don't want to break the bank doing it, we've got five fun, simple, and seriously effective lighting tricks that will make your home the eeriest on the block. So let's start with something ghostly and glowing, ghost lanterns in the tree. All you need are some white balloons, cheesecloth, fishing line, and a few glow sticks or LED tea lights. So this is the same as before. You're going to blow up that balloon. You're going to drape it with the cheesecloth. It doesn't work, though, if it's rainy outside, because the whole goal here is to sort of put that glue on the cheesecloth, have it shaped to the balloon, pop it once it's dried, you know? But if it gets damp, it's going to go womp, womp. So if it's a nice, dry Halloween, this is awesome. So what you want to do is, once you have the balloon with the ghost ready to go, you want it to look like a floating head. You can drop a glow stick inside that balloon. You can drape them with fishing line from tree branches or the porch eaves, and they'll kind of sway in the wind like glowing spirits. It's classic. It's still super creepy. You can use the glue to make them stiff and form. You can use the balloon to just kind of be a sort of a head shape. Either way, awesome use for cheesecloth, because
How often are you, like, wrapping up veggies for soup? Not very. So you've got cheesecloth in the drawer. Break it out. Now, it's super important also to think about what the house looks like at night. So maybe get some color-changing porch lights. You can swap out your regular porch bulbs for smart bulb or simple colored party bulbs like red or purple or orange. You can set them to flicker. If you want to get fancy, you can use a smart app to program spooky pulses or lighting effects. And if you really want to amp it up, you can set a spotlight in your yard to shine up onto your siding or your windows. It casts an ominous shadow and it gives your house the haunted mansion glow. It works great with like a strobing effect, or purple or red, I find works the best. Now, here's a subtle but great effect. Glowing eyes in the bushes. You can grab some empty toilet paper rolls and cut out pairs of spooky eyes. You can line the inside with red or green cellophane, and then you drop in a battery tea light or a glow stick, and then you tuck them into bushes, flower beds, under the steps, and once the sun goes down, it looks like all kinds of creatures are lurking around your home watching. It's the best. Now, let's light the path to your haunted house. Lanterns or witch lights, we'll call them. You can use mason jars, painted tin cans, or recycled food containers and fill them with fairy lights or glow sticks. Wrap them in gauze. You can paint on jack-o'-lantern faces. You can label them witch's brew or enter if you dare. And you can line that walkway for a soft, eerie glow that will guide those trick-or-treaters in if they are brave enough. And finally, our favorite show stopper. It's a DIY cauldron. It smokes and glows. You're going to need a plastic cauldron, a fog machine, or some dry ice. Always use gloves when you're handling the dry ice, and some purple or green LED lights. You can place your fog source inside the cauldron and light it from below, and suddenly it looks like a witch is cooking up something real, and you can add a speaker with a bubbling sound effect, and this setup is guaranteed to be a neighborhood favorite. You don't need a big budget or a pro setup to create big Halloween drama, you guys. Just a few smart ideas and a little creativity. And best of all, these spooky lighting projects are easy enough to pull off in a weekend afternoon, just in time to haunt your money pit in style. I love this time of year. I think you can all tell. All right, Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out to Delaware now, kind of in your neck of the country there. And we've got Debbie on the line, and she's got something, it says here, about smoke smell and paint, a popcorn ceiling. What's going on there, Debbie?
And I bought the house I'm in. It has like a popcorn ceiling, and the ceiling was just, you know, you could lift a picture even on the wall, so you could see the nicotine stain on the wall. Anyways, it was painted over by contractors, but I'm not sure what's happening in the kitchen especially. It's from the sides where it meets the vertical walls, what would be more economical or wiser to actually have that a professional come and scrape that ceiling off, or would the labor be so intensive as maybe to put a thin layer, if it's possible, like a sheetrock up there, or possibly maybe a wood treatment. I live in a beachy area, and I think I've seen some homes that do have wood in the ceiling. Sort of like maybe a whitewash type of thing. I'm not sure.
All right. Hey, Debbie. Well, here's the thing. If you've got a section of popcorn ceiling that's not adhering, it's separating, sadly, you're going to have to scrape off the rest. And, I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean the entire ceiling, but you do have to get rid of anything that's loose because you're not going to be able to reseal that. And once you do this, there's a type of popcorn repair product that comes in sort of like a large aerosol can, and you would have to, of course, mask off the cabinets and anything else in that area that you don't want to get this on, and then you can spray it and restore that gap area where you took off the old loose popcorn. Now, it is going to be a different color, so then you would have to paint the popcorn ceiling. It's not a great project. I truly just hate painting ceilings in general. I feel like no matter what I do, it hurts my neck. So there's got to be a better way, but sadly, that's just the issue when painting a ceiling. However, when you paint a popcorn ceiling, if you happen to just go at the popcorn with a traditional roller, what's going to happen is you're going to roll onto the popcorn ceiling, And the style of roller and the wet of the paint is just going to pull the rest of that popcorn away. So you have to go with one that's made specifically for popcorn ceilings. It's kind of like a thick roller, and it has slices in it, almost like a spiral ham. And it uses a lot of paint. And then you use that on the ceiling and just kind of work your way from one side to the other. And you can put a second coat on if you need. I mean, most people don't really like popcorn ceilings anymore. But you've got one, so you're kind of stuck with it.
I really don't like it.
I shouldn't say you're stuck with it. It's just, it's a bigger project. It's another project. If you want to just make that popcorn ceiling go away completely, you can scrape it all off. And then once you're done and that surface is smooth, you would prime it and then paint it. And in this case, instead of using a ceiling paint, which kind of has a little bit of a sheen to it, I would go with a flat paint, period. Not even a ceiling paint, just a flat old latex paint, because that lack of sheen will make any unevenness in that ceiling surface kind of go away. If there is a sheen, you will notice every imperfection. And I'm sad to say that when you do take off a popcorn ceiling, there are going to be imperfections. So if you do choose to scrape it all off, sand it, get it smooth, prime it, and just paint it with a simple flat paint, and it comes out pretty good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you reaching out to me.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Debbie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Halloween's over. I know it's not technically, but, you know, I'm giving you tips for when Halloween is over. Well, we want your porch to look really good, right? And not look like it's just been a mess of trick-or-treaters. So we're going to share some tips on how you can pack away all of those spooky decorations so they're ready to go next year. We've got Halloween Cleanup Made Simple next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Concrete facet and concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, Money Pit listeners, you want to give your kitchen or bath a seriously stunning upgrade without the cost or mess of a full renovation? Well, our friends at Deich Coatings are helping us give one lucky listener a Marble Dream Resurfacing Kit. That's a DIY kit that can completely transform all your old laminate, wood, and stone surfaces into gorgeous full marble in just a weekend. It's a prize worth around $150. You can check it out at DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com, but give us a call for help with your home improvement projects and for your chance to win at 888-MONEY-PIT. All right, so Halloween came, you spooked the neighbors, the kids cleaned you out of candy, and now your porch looks like the aftermath of a haunted hayride. Well, before the cobwebs start blowing into your gutters and the pumpkins turn to mush, let's talk about how to wrap up Halloween the right way with smart storage, safe cleanup, and a head start on next year. So let's start with the pumpkins. I mean, let's tackle the messiest, gross part first. If they are still in good shape and you didn't carve them, you're in luck. Those uncut pumpkins can actually last a while and be repurposed into fall decor. Just add a few mums and blammo, you have a great Thanksgiving display. Now, if you have carved rotting pumpkins, you can compost them. Pumpkins are great organic material for garden beds. Just remove the candles if there's paint or decorations. No compost pile. You can check with your local municipality. Some towns do offer drop-off spots for yard waste and organics after Halloween. I kind of just toss them into the flower bed, too. Not all of them, but I do toss one or two in there because the squirrels will continue to eat them, and they're good for the garden bed. So good tip there. Also, I do just drag some to the curb. You know, what are you going to do? Got to get rid of them. Now, indoor decor, you can sort and store them all smartly. Don't just toss everything into one bin. Take an extra 15 minutes, sort the decor by type or room, wrap string lights and delicate garlands around cardboard to keep them from nodding, and use clear bins or labels so that next year's setup is quick and painless. Also, ditch that broken skeleton and those melted candles now. Don't store things that you're just going to throw away next year. Chuck them, buy something on sale, and replace that space with something new and fun. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. Who knows? And your outdoor decor, dry it out before you box it up. If you've had an inflatable, those faux gravestones or spooky lights outside, make sure everything is dry before you store it. That moisture can lead to mold and damage. You want to lay everything out on a tarp in the garage for a few hours before you pack it up. You can store those Halloween items together in a bin labeled Porch and Yard Halloween. You will thank yourself when it's time to go next October. Hopefully we start a week or so earlier so you can really scare the neighbors. And batteries and technology. You want to remove the batteries from anything that lights up or moves. Storing batteries inside is the fastest way to kill the battery, but also the product. You want to store spare bulbs and remote controls in a zip bag and toss it right into the bin with the thing that it controls. And just like that, you have cleared out the haunted house and made room for all the cozy fall vibes and maybe even just a little hint of holiday sparkle coming your way next. Your Halloween's decor is safe, your pumpkins are doing the part in the compost bin, and your sanity is intact. Now on to Thanksgiving.
Fall is the perfect time to knock out those small but mighty home projects. And coming up in Leslie's Last Word, easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready. From water heaters to furnace filters to chemical-free cleaning tricks you can make yourself, Leslie will show you how to set your home up for a smooth season ahead. That's next on The Money Pit.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Help me get to know Donald a little bit. He was one of the first students to say, yeah, I did the research before hopping on for this session.
Yeah, that's a huge quality and asset to a CEO or anybody that's hiring is looking for someone that takes the initiative, that does the research to find out what they can do better to support that team, that organization, that school. So where do you see yourself in 3 to 5 years?
I think I'll probably be attending college for sports or like entrepreneurship.
What kind of business do you plan on starting?
I do like a lot of things, so I can't really put a finger on one thing.
Well, you are in the right place right now.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Hi, I'm Maryland Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes and Women in Government Board Chair. October 20th is World Osteoporosis Day. Osteoporosis can affect anyone over 50, even vibrant and athletic women. That's what makes this bone disease invisible and potential bone breaks so serious. Spinal fractures are the most common, yet heavily undiagnosed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now for Jim's email portion of the show. Who's up, Jimmy?
Bosley. Bosley wrote in and says, I want to remove a bathroom mirror that's glued to a wall, but I have no idea how to get it off the wall. What's the best way to go about doing this, and what kind of protective gear might I need?
Well, obviously, Bosley, your angels will help you with this project.
We're showing our age, Leslie.
No, we're young and vibrant, Jim.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, Bosley, this is a tricky one. So first of all, you can't pry it off the wall, obviously, because it's going to break, and that's what makes it very dangerous. You have to protect yourself, your face, your hands, all of that when you're doing this. Now, here's a trick. If you can get a wire behind that mirror, you can kind of draw that wire, and sometimes people use like piano wire or picture hanging wire, guitar string, that's another one, and you use it to saw back and forth behind that mirror. Somebody's got to kind of hold the front so it doesn't all fall off, but you can kind of just pry through that glue and separate it enough from the wall. It's going to get weaker as you get to this process, and it will eventually fall from the wall, but you'll find that the wall will be not as damaged as it could have been. Maybe you didn't break the mirror, maybe you didn't get 7 years of bad luck, but you're going to have to, you know, kind of maybe prep that wall a little bit for what you're going to refinish it. You might even need to put another layer of drywall over. It's just kind of a tricky job, so good luck with it. Call in those angels. They're just busy blowing out their hair and putting on matching outfits anyway to fight crime. So grab a buddy, angel or not, and good luck with this, all right?
Are you looking for some easy weekend wins to keep your house clean, cozy, and winter ready? Well, from water heaters to furnace filters and chemical-free cleaning tricks, Leslie has some awesome tips in her last word. Go for it, Leslie.
All right. It's my last word. That's not true.
Da-da-da-da.
I'm going to talk forever and ever. You know this.
You get the last word in, at least.
All right, guys. Well, fall is the season where everything feels a little cozier, and it's also the perfect time to knock out those easy home projects that keep things running smoothly all winter long. So let's start with hot water, because nobody wants a cold shower in January. Now is a great time to give that water heater a little TLC. If you've got a tank-style heater, drain off a couple of gallons of water to flush out the sediment. That's going to make it work harder than it has to. Just be sure that the unit's been turned off and has had an hour to cool before you touch a thing. Now, while you're in that zone, you can swap out your furnace filter. It's a small job, but it's got a big payoff. You'll get cleaner air. You'll get lower heating bills. Bonus points if you set a reminder to change it monthly all winter long. And since we'll all be sealed up in the house soon, this is your moment to give everything a good natural clean. White vinegar and water make those windows sparkle. Salt and baking soda, they are the dream team for scrubbing. And a little olive oil and lemon juice can make your furniture gleam without a single harsh chemical. If you want some more ideas, there's a full list of natural cleaning recipes at moneypit.com. Small projects now equal a warm, clean, and happy home later. Coming up next week, is your kitchen ready for the real holiday hustle? I mean, it is about to get real busy up in that spot. Suddenly, you're baking pies, you're bringing things to friends' houses, people are popping over for 20-course meals. Who knew that your kitchen could stand up to all of this? We're going to share easy ways to prep your space for that extra cooking and baking and entertaining that is just around the corner. We've got deep cleaning tips to a few clever organizing moves that will make your kitchen feel ready for anything. Now, your kitchen will be ready. You? I don't know. I can't speak to that. But whether you are hosting or just feeding the crew, this is the weekend to get it done. That's next week on The Money Pit. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next time.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
If you want to be wealthy, you have to have a wealthy mindset. How?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, well, welcome everybody from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where it's raining, but I don't blame you. This hour we're going to be joined by Kennedy. She's arrived. Bruce Blakeman, Nassau County Executive. If you put that as a state, Nassau County, in terms of the population, would be the 15th biggest state in the country. So Bruce Blakeman is going to be with us running for re-election. He has a different take on ICE. He does this thing in New York called cooperating with ICE. Not the case in Chicago, not the case in Seattle. And Kennedy is going to be on Outnumbered shortly, but just not yet.
Not yet.
Am I right, Kennedy?
Yeah, that's right. If I went on Outnumbered like this, I'd get a couple of phone calls.
No hats.
No hats.
No,
no sweats.
No, no sweats?
No sweats.
Was that on the color wheel?
Definitely not the color wheel.
Terry Cole?
I got a talking to about the sweatshirt that I wore on Will Kane and Jimmy Palin's show. But it was red, white, and blue. It's this great, like, patriotic sweatshirt. And I was like, oh, I thought because it was patriotic. And they're like, no, thank you.
But who talks to you in something like
that? I
can't
say.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm already in enough trouble.
All right, let's get to the big three.
Number three. And this sort of bizarre idea that Generation Z is going to carry us forward into a conservative future, I'm not seeing the evidence for that as a general matter. Mamdani being a perfect encapsulation of this.
Ben Shapiro weighing in. Three races we are watching. 5 days to go. New Jersey governor's race, Virginia governor's race, and New York City mayoral race. As the leading candidate's mom, well, we're going to hear from her.
Number two.
Like for 29 days, understand, Donald Trump has spent more time talking to Hamas and the Chinese Communist Party than he has in talking to Democrats to end the Trump shutdown.
Trump shutdown doesn't, it's not even, it's not, it doesn't even ring.
Doesn't have the same ring as Schumer shutdown, Brian.
Yeah, like that's an alliteration, don't you think? Schumer shutdown?
Yeah, it rolls off the tongue, sadly.
Shutdown day 30 and tempers are flaring. Attention, Chuck, get the message. Republicans aren't caving to the extortion. We'll see what happens because some people not in leadership are beginning to talk.
Number one.
How soon do you think you could sign a trade deal with China?
Well, I think pretty soon. We have not too many major stumbling blocks. We have a deal.
President Trump, it says, out of 10, his meeting with China was a 12. We're going to give you the details. And he heads home to hand out Halloween candy, legitimately, with Melania today.
Adorable.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kennedy, your thoughts about the China deal. Were you on the team? Were you on with Treasury trying to work out the details?
Yes. I'm known as an informal advisor to the administration.
How informal? You can dress informal?
Yeah. I can dress informal. No one really takes my calls. Like, I have big ideas.
Right.
Like, I'm an idea gal.
Right.
And I'm just waiting for them to really embrace that.
And so I would say informal is 100% accurate.
It's less formal than being Treasury Secretary, certainly.
Right. You know what?
I'm not Steve Witkoff.
Right. You haven't spent your life in real estate and anyone tried to bring Middle East peace. Have you spent any time in real estate?
Okay. I've bought and sold homes.
Good enough.
I feel like that's a great start.
Were they your homes?
Yes. Okay. Yes, they were. I do not have a real estate license, but I'm a libertarian. I think that society is over-licensed.
All right. Is that what you're going to go with when the lawsuits come in? All right. I'm just saying, true to my school, Judge, right. You're a witness.
Yeah. Free speech and the Fed, Judge. Am I right? Taxation is theft. Who's right. with me?
And that's true. If you can win over the general audience instead of the jury, a lot of people focus on the jury on these trials. I want the gallery.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the gallery.
Yes.
You up top there. I was found guilty, but the audience loved me.
They ate it up.
Yeah, they loved it. Your job is, you as a defendant, do you think your job is to entertain those who come?
I think if you do it properly, yes. I think it's more comprehensive than people like to think going into the gambit.
Right.
But yeah. When you can cook with gas on all cylinders, I say that's a victory regardless of the outcome.
Right. I think too many people focus on the final score.
Yeah. What happened to life's a journey, not a destination?
Right. You can't have it both ways.
Well,
you could, but it's better.
I tell myself
to
ease the pain.
Exactly. So as we get into it, you didn't get up in the middle of the night like I did. And I got a chance to see the before game and after game action in the Chinese deal.
Ooh,
and
wow.
I find it unbelievable that some people think this trip wasn't unbelievably successful. I don't even know if we have the soundbite, but Chuck Schumer said last night, this trip has been a real dud. You're right, except for those dumb trade deals that keep getting in the way, except for the rare earth deal that you got with Malaysia, especially with that bonding with the prime minister. What a waste of time of Japan, who also promised to bolster up their defense, which alleviates a lot of the pressure on us, and invest $550 billion with us. Oh, and the signing of that trade deal with South Korea, that's really going to come back to haunt us, as we also agree to let them buy a nuclear submarine from us while we make it here. So then he goes and meets with President Xi. And I'm going to bring you to something you're not going to hear all day. The attitude going in. You know, Trump always says, he's a good friend of mine. Mm. Right? So I guess President Xi had an opportunity to say, not so friendly or you know, we don't get along. I look forward to doing something good.
Yeah, or like Mariah Carey when she's asked about J-Lo. And she goes, I don't think we've ever even met. And J-Lo's like, Mariah, we have hung out together. Like, we've been in the same recording studio. I've met you at 7 or 8 times. And Mariah's like, yeah, still, I've heard of her.
Yeah. That is the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
I mean, and a lot of people, I think, in Chinese would make that analogy, but I have to wait for the translation or so I'd roll the soundbite in. I'm so glad you gave it to me. This is President Xi before he went in, just to give you an idea of the tone. Now, compare this to the meeting in Alaska when Joe Biden took over. You basically had his people meet with the Chinese people who berated America for our imperialistic, belligerent ways. Really? And then Anthony Blinken sat there and goes, this isn't going well. And then the defense secretary tried to get his counterpart on the phone for 18 months. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And then you have this.
Cut That's 10. Embarrassing.
President Trump, it is a great pleasure for me as well to meet you. Since your re-election, we have spoken on the phone 3 times, exchanged several letters, and stayed in close contact. And our joint guidance, China-US relations have remained stable on the whole. Given our different national conditions, we do not always see eye to eye with each other. And it is normal for the two leading economies of the world to have frictions now and then. And in the face of winds, waves, and challenges, you and I, at the helm of China-US relations, should stay the right course and ensure the steady sailing forward of the giant ship of China-US relations.
Ooh.
Good start,
very,
right?
Very impressive speech. Also, that is as close to groveling as you are going to hear.
Thank you.
From a Chinese leader.
Deferential.
Yes.
And so, you know, the Chinese People's Day, Chinese People's Daily newspaper, which is the which when they want to send us a message, you read that because it's obviously in English, number one. Number two is they usually say things that is policy of the government. And they were the first 3 headlines were all positive. And just to give you a more of an idea, let's listen. Cut 11.
Mr. President, I'm ready to continue working with you to build a solid foundation for China-U.S. relations and create a sound atmosphere for the development of both countries.
So they went ahead and bought soybeans. It's going to start right away. They went ahead and they're starting to say for a year, we're not going to touch rare earth. It gives us a year to get some other places to
Australia,
get it.
Australia, Greenland.
Yeah. We're already doing it. Yeah. Well, I mean, one thing Malaysia. The president's done is getting deals. The problem is, I know we could be drilling, we could be mining, we could be refining here. But environmentalists, like in places like Minnesota, have stopped it. So the president's trying to get that done. But at the same time, going to those places you just mentioned, I think Argentina would be next, to start doing rare earth deals to get past it. If we get past rare earth and pharmaceuticals with China, we'd almost be free of them and be freer to even drive a tougher deal.
And it just goes to show you that China is worried about their economy, and they know they need access to the American market. They need American consumers to buy their products, fill up Walmart shelves. We love a bargain. We love buying stuff. We love going on Amazon and getting a few things here and there. We love the dopamine hit. That's never going away. No matter what happens with the U.S. economy, you will always have consumers eager to alleviate their anxiety with a little purchase here and there, Brian.
So the president comes back with those trade deals, as I mentioned, and Hakeem Jeffries says, well, he shouldn't have left. On what planet should he not have left? This impacts everybody.
If Hamas and the Chinese Communist Party are being more rational and conversational than Democrats, then I think that's an indictment of Hakeem Jeffries and his leadership. As opposed to the president.
We don't always agree. We're agreeing a lot now. Does it worry you?
I mean, because my tone is being matched by yours. I knew you were going to come around to my side.
Oh, so, okay.
I knew you'd be impressed by my informal advisorship, and you'd want to get on, the K train.
And by the way,
I don't blame you.
The reason why you got that job is the Mariah Carey comparison.
Right.
That analogy is why Besson calls your name.
It's non-traditional, but I paint a picture, Brian.
Yes, you paint a picture. By the way, Mariah Carey, not a good painter.
She right? is not.
So here's the headline.
Even an abstract.
Do you tell me if this is a good headline or not? And no pressure.
Wow, now I feel pressure.
She says, ready to work with Trump to build solid foundation for bilateral ties. Not trying to reverse it and say she lets Donald Trump know exactly what it's going to take to restore diplomatic. That's what I'm used to. I go to this once a week because I'm lonely and no one calls.
And you don't really have much to do during the day.
Right, except for this. China unveils outcomes of the U.S.-China-U.S. economic trade talks.
China's industrial upgrading conducive to global growth. So everything is a positive, interesting. There are many Wall Street Journal. If they weren't happy with that, they would have used that to say, well, President Xi had a different tone in that room as opposed to what they're saying in their
No, they would be happy
press.
To contradict it. And, you know, Donald Trump has figured out you cannot humiliate and browbeat
everybody.
Yeah. It doesn't work with everyone.
Right.
And, you know, it's like Joe Biden couldn't even get access.
Right. It only works with Rosie O'Donnell. It forced her out of the country.
It
right?
did.
I mean.
But to your ancestral home.
Of Ireland.
How do you feel about that, Brian?
Can't go until she leaves.
That's what I've heard you say.
Back in a moment.
Breaking news. The latest headlines. Exciting commentary.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
This is Poll Paris with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Have you tuned in to the New Jersey gubernatorial race? It's gotten ugly. Recently, Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill and Republican candidate Jack Chitterelli have each made charges about the other's integrity, and that's hurt both of them. Our Fox News survey of New Jersey voters shows Chitterelli's honest and trustworthy ratings have shifted from being net positive by 4 points in September to net negative by 2 points now. Sherrill's ratings remain positive overall, but she's lost even more ground. Voters see her as honest and trustworthy by a 5-point margin, but that's down from plus 16 last month. And on their personal ratings, Chitterelli's unfavorable has gone up 3 points since September. Sherrill's unfavorable rating is up 7. All that has helped Chitterelli gain 3 points in the horse race, reducing Sherrill's advantage to 5 points within the poll's margin of sampling error. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Parents were long advised to wait until their children were 3 years old to introduce them to peanuts and other foods that could trigger allergies, but a landmark 2015 study suggested otherwise. Dr. David Hill with the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia says a new study published in the journal Pediatrics shows the number of children with peanut allergies has sharply declined.
If we actually introduce that allergen to children by mouth, having them eat it, before they're introduced to it via their skin, we can reduce the risk that child's going to go on to develop the food allergy itself.
Researchers analyzed health record data for about 40,000 children, finding that peanut allergies dropped by 43%. Overall, new early introduction guidelines have dramatically impacted food allergy rates as a whole, with roughly 60,000 fewer kids with food allergies than there would have been at least 5 years ago. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Tonight, the Dodgers are hosting Game 5. By winning last night, the Blue Jays guaranteed a return to Toronto and a Game 6, or possibly even a Game 7, which is...
6-7!
All right, get them. I should have known better. Get those kids out of here, will you? By the way, according to dictionary.com, the word of the year for 2025, they've already decided, is 6-7.
6-7!
I get out of here with that!
Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's go.
So, Kenny, you always can help me with pop culture.
I have no idea. I've read about it. My children don't say it. It means nothing. It's something where you can apply your own meaning. So some people have applied a filthy meaning, and others just say it because they know it gets a rise out of the elders.
Do you guys know? Allison?
No, I agree completely with Kenny. I mean, my five-year-olds are at home doing it because they're hearing the older kids do it. They have no idea what it is. But anytime they hear 6-7, they're doing the same thing. It's just entertaining.
You have no idea.
Pete hangs out with kids. I saw him at middle school the other day.
That's not true.
It's like an anti-meme at this point. It's funny because it's not funny, I guess.
Right. Yeah. This explains why Jimmy Kimmel was doing it.
Yeah, right? he's not funny anymore.
I heard that. by the way, do you follow baseball?
Yes.
Your thoughts?
I'm disgusted at the World Series.
Because you're Los Angeles. You're Los Angeles?
No, I've been a Yankees fan since I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
Growing up in Portland,
but you live,
we
you
had
a
minor league
in...
team. So it's like, who do you like? I did not like the Mariners. I respect them. I had fun going to Mariners games when I lived in Seattle, but I am a Yankees fan. And so seeing our two foes compete against each other, I wish they could both lose. But I had predicted that Toronto was going to do horribly and would not win one game because Los Angeles looked so good going into the series. And they have, for lack of a better term, pooped the bed.
Can I just also...
I hate to use an Amber Heardism, but I have no choice here, Brian.
Hey, just remember that. That's a trial you won't let go of. It'd really change your life, right? You can't.
I recalibrated with that trial.
You were spiraling. Until the child came across.
Found myself.
Like, I found myself. This guy, I'm definitely better than that woman. Right? Is that what you're thinking? So you are.
Well, I've never done that. Done a lot of stuff. Not that.
So, I thought it was just really interesting. This Mondami guy. Like, it's why, I once in a while you go, this old tape popped up.
You know
up
you're and, saying his name wrong. Are you doing that on purpose? Like, George H.W. Bush used to call him Mario Cuomo just to make him mad. Mondami. Not Mom Dami. Mm. Not Mommy Dami.
So, I want you
not
to
Not Mondavi.
So, you want to know how he became what he became. We know his Mom's on the Record tape last night, I just saw with Laura, that a Mom's on the Record saying that her son is not an American. He's more of a Ugandan Indian, that he doesn't really get along here in America. He's not that type of person.
Solid.
That hurts, yeah. And I listened to the person that raised him, the dad at Columbia. Listen to this, cut 26.
America is the genesis of what we call secularism.
Abraham Lincoln generalized the solution of reservations. They herded American Indians into separate territories. For the Nazis, this was the inspiration. Hitler realized two things. One, that genocide was doable.
And by the way, everyone knows Hitler loved Lincoln.
Just a big Lincoln fan.
So this is the guy raising.
Yeah, he was all in on Lincoln. So, he was just used to walk around going, "Full score, I'm the Fuhrer, yeah." It's like, what a flimsy ding-dong.
Just hates America. I'll reach into anything. America.
Yeah. And I will take disparate points and connect them. What intellectual laziness with no bridge, no evidence, no data. Like, wow, okay, good for you.
So how is he winning? You live in New York City.
Because
I don't. You understand better.
The other candidates and the people I talk to, I've only talked to a couple people who are actually voting for Mamdani. And they were excited by his Instagram presence and his TikTok videos. And they're like, ooh, he's so cool. Like, he's so good at explaining things. And again, you have more intellectual laziness because they don't indulge the possibility of unintended consequences. And, you know, there are so many flaws with socialism, but the biggest being that it is a zero-sum enterprise, meaning they don't believe that wealth can be created and regenerated. They believe that wealth is zero-sum, that there is just one pie. And the billionaires take all the pieces of the pie, and everyone else is left with crumbs. And that's what they sell. And that is not economics. That is not how the world works. Wealth creates wealth. It also creates jobs and innovation and a tax base. So when you invite all of that to leave, you cannot pay for the stuff that you have promised the people who bought into your zero-sum nonsense.
I totally disagree. I'm only kidding. That was a wonderful explanation.
Thank you.
Again, you can use that outnumbered in 90 minutes.
Consider it done,
all
Brian.
Right. All right, thanks. I enjoyed our time together.
As did I.
I think America's a better place because of it.
I love America.
Your serve, Bruce Blakeman. You're next. Back in a moment.
Trey Yingst, joining us from Tel Aviv, Israel.
To Washington.
I'm Mike Emanuel.
To your own backyard. If the story impacts you or your wallet, we're on it. It's the Fox News Rundown. We give every story the deeper look it deserves with must-listen interviews and smart analysis from the voices you can trust. Start your day with the Fox News Rundown. Listen and follow now at foxnewsrundown.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox on Justice. Diplomatic investigators have uncovered a scheme run by a former State Department official who stole over $650,000 during 2 years of the Biden administration. It was quite the scheme, says U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
We have this person who admitted that she abused her signature authority over the State Department checking account by writing 60 checks over a two-year period payable to herself.
The Justice Department says Levita Almuete Ferrer abused authority she had over a State Department checking account between March of 2022 and April 2024 while working as a senior budget analyst in the Office of the Chief of Protocol. She pleaded guilty April 30th to theft of government property and was then sentenced to a 12-month stint behind bars, 3 years of supervised release, over $650,000 in restitution to the government, and is banned from visiting casinos. But Pirro says her story does not end there.
The same day she pled guilty, she goes to the MGM National Harbor Casino.
Jillian Turner, Fox News.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happens then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Bojicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit check, an inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
For 20 years, Bojicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. One of our all-time great guests, Dr. Arthur Brooks, is here. Harvard professor, Atlanta columnist, host of Office Hours podcast, best-selling author of The Happiness Files, Insights on Work and Life. And he has a new book out coming out, too, which I can't wait to find out more about. And also, he's got a new article, How to Heal Our Country, which is a big thing to say. And also, How to Make Your Individual Life Better, Healthier. Right, Arthur?
Yeah, for sure. I teach happiness at Harvard, and that's wraparound happiness, man. How do you do it for a country? How do you do it for yourself? How do you do it for family? And it's all based on science. So this is not just self-improvement. This is the neuroscience and behavioral science of how to be a happier person.
And are you still learning this?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So it's a goal for the rest of my life. You know, I got my PhD about 30 years ago, and I've been studying this stuff. But over the past 7 years, I've dedicated myself completely to human happiness and what it actually means. You know, the science of how this actually works, how you can change your habits and protocols and then teach it to other people so your family and the people around you can get happier too.
And did you teach this past semester?
Yeah, I mean, I teach in the spring. So okay. I teach in the spring up at Harvard, and, you know, I'll have... I have 180 students in my class starting in January. I'll have 400 on the waiting list. Mm-hmm. There'll probably be an illegal Zoom link they think I don't know about.
Right. And just because it must feel good to have that type of.
It's fantastic. It's the best. You know, it's you know, we get one pass through this mortal coil, man. And you can make life better for people. You can make life worse for people. And I dedicated myself. Look, I'm a Christian. And I said, I'm going to dedicate my Christian faith to my secular job. And I want to make people happier. I want to help people understand how to have more love in their life is what it comes down to. And I'm a scientist, so I got to do the science behind it. It's great.
What's the relationship between success and happiness?
So that's an interesting thing that most people don't get right. And here's the key thing to remember. Mother Nature doesn't care if you're happy. Mother Nature wants you to survive and pass on your genes. Happiness is your job, is what it comes to. Everybody listening to us, happiness is something that you have to choose and do things that actually stand up to your natural impulses. So you want to have more money, more power, more pleasure, more admiration of other people. And that'll give you more, you know, all of the stuff that the world promises, but it won't bring you more happiness is the problem. So what I tell my students is, you think success will bring you happiness. Going for happiness directly, which comes from faith, family, friendship, and work that serves other people, then you'll be successful enough.
So what role does, in more practical purposes, let's say you have this, you have great friends, you have a great family, but you have to stress every day, which a lot of people listening to us right now.
Yeah.
Was it the number 70% of all Americans live paycheck to paycheck?
Yeah.
They worry one thing goes wrong, they don't worry about the safety net, so Social Security won't be enough.
Yeah.
That's real worry. How do you figure happiness, how do you work happiness into that?
Yeah, so the problem with that is that these real world tensions and anxieties, they actually don't hurt your happiness, but they raise your unhappiness. And happiness and unhappiness are not opposites. So you can be a very happy person and also have a lot of sources of unhappiness in your life. The key thing to keep in mind is that you do the best you can to lower these sources of unhappiness. You find the best job that you can.
Right.
You have a good relationship with other people who can help you, et cetera, but then focus on the real sources of your happiness, which all come from love. Love that you have with God. Love that you have with your family and friends. Love toward the whole world through the way that you're trying to serve is the way that that works.
So you think about, you know, obviously a balance through that.
Yeah, for sure. You can't change the whole world, but you can change yourself. Focus on the things that you can actually change to become a happier person.
And is it the voice? What do you do with the voice in your head that wants more?
I know. Well, that's Mother Nature once again. And that's one of the reasons that every religion and every philosophy has always said, stand up to your nature, man. I mean, there's kind of two parts about being a person. Your dog. You have a dog, Brian?
Two.
You have two dogs. Your dogs really only have animal impulses. They're awesome. They act like humans, but they really have an animal impulse. We have this part of our brain called the prefrontal cortex, right behind our foreheads. It's huge. It's a supercomputer that gives us more than animal impulses. We also have moral aspirations. We can make decisions in spite of our animal impulses. And that's what we're trying to do all day long. If you live with your animal impulses, you'll just get drunk every night. You'll sleep in every morning. You won't show up for work. You'll cheat on your spouse. And that's because your animal impulses say, that'll feel good. Don't do it. You want to live up to your moral aspirations, and then you get happier by making conscious decisions.
And it becomes a habit, right?
Totally.
You start showing that discipline, it becomes a habit, and that becomes a reinforcement.
Animal habits reinforce themselves. Moral habits reinforce themselves as well.
Is there a number that you should go through in order for it to be a habit? People talk about how many days you should do something, whether it's a diet or exercise.
Yeah, it depends on what you're actually doing. So you find, for example, exercise, generally speaking, takes about 6 weeks, four times a week, doing exactly the same thing. So I put people, I do a lot of work on biology, too. I mean, I do a lot of work on wraparound wellness, health and wellness. And so, and I'm a real gym rat and fitness guy. And so what I tell people is if they want to start working out.
For people not watching the stream, you're in unbelievable shape.
I'm at 61, I feel better than when I was 31. That's for sure.
Right.
And because I've got my diet and exercise on point. Yeah, totally. I work out 7 days a week, an hour a day. But nobody's going to do that from nothing. The way to do that is to do a workout, usually a zone two cardio workout. That means like a little elliptical thing. You're going for a really brisk walk 4 days a week for 6 weeks and then start getting fancier. But four times a week for 6 weeks and then it becomes a habit and then we'll talk about how to make it fancier.
Right. One builds on the other. How do you feel about the shortcuts?
Which ones?
Like maybe Zeptide or whatever.
Yeah, Zepbound, Mounjaro, the GLP-1 drugs. Those things are a miracle, actually. And what they do is they actually, among other things, I mean, they're thought of as obesity drugs, but they're changing behavior as well. They're changing other kinds of bad habits. People take them and find they don't want to smoke anymore. People take them and they don't want to eat junk food so much anymore or drink alcohol anymore. So it's kind of an amazing thing because what it does is it interrupts the reward cycle in your brain where you get these big, big dopamine-based rewards for these particular behaviors. And so they're a great thing and they can be a good adjunct to how you're trying to improve your life.
So when you see, Serena Williams, and when you see Charles Barkley, say, yeah, that's what I'm on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's changed even since the last time I talked to you.
Yeah.
People were taking it, and they said, well, I'm not going to tell anyone. Now it's out there.
Yeah.
Here's why I think it would be good. So you think to yourself, no matter what I do, I can't lose weight. You
right.
know, when some people do work out and they don't right. get the reward they want.
Well, but you can't out-exercise a bad diet. Can't be done. Can't be done. You got to change the behavior of the input of what you're putting in your mouth and not just actually how you're expending exercise. Because, sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, because it'll lessen the weight, but you're not going to get the tone. Yeah. You're not going to get the muscle.
Mm.
But it's a jump start to say, wow, look what's possible.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
It gets you out of a rut and ready to go.
Yeah, so, totally. I mean, I got nothing against those particular things. Now, the whole idea that a lot of people who don't really need to lose weight and are doing it for pure vanity reasons, that's another psychological problem. Vanity will mess you up. Vanity will ruin the quality of your life. That's just the truth. If you're looking in the mirror thinking all day long, what do people think of me? What do people think about how I look? That per se is a problem, actually. So if that's the reason you're using it.
Why are you working out?
I'm working out because it's for three basic reasons. I get up in the morning at 4:30. 4:45 to 5:45, I work out every day for three reasons. Number one is mood management.
By the way, can I also tell you that it's hard to roll out of bed and work out?
Yeah. That's a habit.
Hard, right?
It's a habit. It's a habit. And it's a habit without doing it without coffee because I drink my coffee much later. And you and I have talked about this before. So number one is I'm trying to manage negative mood. The best way to manage negative mood is picking up heavy things and running around. And if you have a naturally negative mood, which half the population is above average in negative mood, they just are, and it tends to be most acute first thing in the morning, don't drink alcohol, don't take drugs, don't be a workaholic, don't blunt your feelings by distracting yourself with behavior and substances. There are two things to do. Pray more. Worship more. Religion is incredibly good for negative mood. And number two is work out, is go to the gym, pick up heavy things, go work, run around. And that's what I do first thing in the morning. That's why.
Arthur Brooks is with us. And he's, what's the name of your new book coming out?
Oh, the new book is coming out. It's coming out March 31st of 2026. The Meaning of Your Life. Finding Purpose in an Age of Emptiness.
Wow. Where do you start with that book?
Oh, man, it's been five years in the making. Wow. It's the hardest book I ever wrote.
Topic sentence is tough enough.
I know.
So a couple of things. This is what I find interesting is that when you go to countries, developing countries, their goal, especially early man, their goal is we got to eat every day. We got to find shelter every day. You know, early, like you study early Americans when they start moving west.
Right.
Well, we got to find a place to live. We got to find out if there's going to be a road. We got to find out what we're going to eat.
Right.
You don't have necessary time to go, what makes me happy?
Right.
You have goals called survival and then hopefully success and wealth.
Yeah.
And then you read about these stories and these accounts. But there's something healthy about that.
Yeah.
And it just wipes out a lot of the outside sources. I'm not really worried about my biceps.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about my chest development.
Yes.
Man, I got to make sure that this move I'm making with my family works out and I'm not going to be attacked by the American Indians and things of that nature. And that's what you see in a lot of developing countries today. Survival is the key.
Right.
That's a different situation than what Americans deal with because survival in most cases is not an issue.
Right. No, that's right. Now, the problem is that when you have avoidable sources of misery, like caloric deficits, or your kids don't get vaccines, or you can't send your kids to school, that actually does raise a lot of unhappiness. That really does raise a lot of unhappiness. That's true. The problem is that when you actually are not thinking in the way that your brain was intended to think, which is about doing your work every day and your basic relationships and focusing on the people around you. And, you know, I'll tell you, my great grandfather was a farmer and there's one thing he never once said. I mean, he had a hard life and his job was really boring. And, you know, he didn't know if there's going to be food on the table, but he never once went home and said to my great grandmother, honey, I had a panic attack behind the mule today. No, because
this is my point exactly.
That didn't exist is the whole point. And part of the reason was like his life could have been better and mine is, but he was using his brain the way that nature intended for him to use his brain, which was focusing on the here and now, doing his work, taking care of his family, and not looking at the stupid screen in his pocket.
So he wouldn't need your course.
No.
He would not need your course, would he?
There's certain things that actually could have been better, you know, that he could have learned more of. But he could have taught a lot of things to me, too, because his brain was working the way evolution intended it.
So, I mean, we get to a certain point. Do you believe in, with these kids and the therapists there in school, that like we're working almost, we're giving kids too much therapy, too much convenience? Worried about too much their thought. Bullying obviously is a problem, especially if it's held. But a lot of the friction the kids go through with parents that weren't necessarily there or school teachers and nurses and psychologists that weren't even employed or perhaps at your school, those things that you learn to work through high school and through grammar school, a lot of kids are getting the soft landing with therapy and there's something wrong and we can work with you. Are you under the school of thought that there's a lot of there's a lot of negativity to that, even though the objective is correct.
There's in the current day, the way that we understand adolescents' mental health, a lot of it's misguided. There's this idea that if you're sad and anxious, there's something wrong with you and you got to cure it. That's right. That's incorrect.
Call the parents.
I tell my students, look, you study at Harvard. If you're not sad and anxious, you need therapy. It's a hard thing that you're doing, and good for you. You're making sacrifices and you're struggling, and that's life on earth, man. And you should never try to eliminate your suffering. Your suffering is sacred. You learn from your suffering. You learn how to manage your suffering by suffering. Now, it can be dysregulated. You can be depressed and anxious, and there can be a medical problem, to be sure. But the idea of eliminating suffering, that's a misguided approach, and it's making things worse. You could solve a multitude of problems with some relatively simple protocols for a lot of young people. Take away the phone and go run around outside. That's number one. For a lot of young people, that just solves a multitude of problems.
And to back up your thoughts, Arthur, is these people that, and most schools are doing this now, making the kids put their phones away, whether it's in a box or leave it at home. Almost all the kids are embracing this
they
now,
love
as
it.
Well as the teachers.
They love it. But, of course, it's hard to do, and 27 states are still not doing it. There's not one classroom in America from kindergarten through PhD that should have one phone in it. And that just takes fortitude and courage on the part of politicians, and it's going to raise mental health dramatically.
This is a new problem.
Yeah.
And it was like one of those things where you put a frog in the water and you slowly make the water hotter. You didn't even know what the water was a problem. So when we first invented this, I never remember as the BlackBerry went to the iPhone, people weren't saying this could be a problem.
Right.
I always thought about the possibility.
Yeah. I mean, this is what technology
did you recognize
does.
As a problem?
Well, yeah, because I'm a behavioral scientist and I was looking at this. And, you know, I pal around with guys like Jonathan Haidt down at New York University who wrote The Anxious Generation, a great book.
There's no small talk
about how this
too,
works.
Right?
Well, you know, it's like it's what we do. It's shop talk. It's like when you're talking with one of your buddies here at Fox, you know, you're talking about the business. And it's true. We saw actually this thing coming a long time. And we've been collecting data and doing studies on this as well. We can solve this problem with proper discipline, proper protocols, good schooling, and good parenting. And I'm sure that we will solve this problem. Just a lot of damage along the way.
One thing that's working against me and my texting is spell check.
Yeah.
Because most of the time it doesn't know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got to check it more. But that's pretty much my problem. It's the people I text that are unhappy about it. Arthur Brooks is here. He's got some great things. Also, when we come back, when you should have your coffee and why and how you should start your day if you want to be happy. Don't move.
Illuminating, intriguing, inculcating.
I know some of these words.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. That South Carolina man accused of holding four vulnerable adults in his basement for years and spending their money is now charged with murder in connection with the deaths of one of his alleged captives. Lancaster police announced that Donnie Ray Birchfield Jr. is charged with murder in the death of 49-year-old Shirley Arnsdorf. The 35-year-old is also charged with first-degree sexual conduct. Back in July, police were called to the Birchfield home and found Arnsdorf laying on the floor unresponsive. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Police learned Birchfield was allegedly the sole caregiver to Arnsdorf and her husband, found evidence of physical abuse, and that other people were being held against their will there, including two women he was allegedly romantically involved with, one since 2015. Police say Birchfield controlled their eating, bathroom habits, and communications, and spent their money at Walmart and on his own debts. He's being held without bond. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley DeBorgen with a Fox Celebrity Profile with country music artist Zach Brown. Zach Brown Band's album Love and Fear is launching in an epic way, with a residency starting in December at the Las Vegas Sphere.
I felt a calling to do a music production that was so big that it was a spectacle. I learned that they were building the Sphere, and that canvas was 4 acres of video. There's 160,000 speakers behind the screens. There's wind generators, smell generators, there's rumble in the seats. It kind of bends your imagination to putting you in whatever environment that you're in.
Zach Brown shared how they utilized the album's themes in their vision.
The title of the show is Love and Fear, so that gives us this ability to do a juxtaposition of things to where you're going to feel very uncomfortable and kind of scared at moments, and then you're going to feel like you're soaring over beautiful, majestic scenery at moments. I'm very, very excited. It's my baby. It's our masterpiece so far, and it's worth all of the effort and work that goes into doing it.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
He wanted the best for them. That's where I disagreed with Charlie. I hate my opponent, and I don't want the best for them. I'm sorry. I am sorry, Erica. But now Erica can talk to me and the whole group, and maybe they can convince me that that's not right, but I can't stand my opponent.
So
Charlie's angry. Look at that. He's angry at me now.
So I think that's perfect for our next segment. Arthur Brooks, we have a few more minutes with the Harvard professor, best-selling author. His podcast is also very successful. It's called, he's the host of Office Hours. You can get it on Spotify. Dr. Brooks, you're the name of your column is basically forgive your enemies. Yeah, so I thought that would be
perfect. Love your enemies. Don't forgive them. Love them.
All right. Yeah. So I think Trump was having fun with that.
Of course.
But you were shaking your head.
No, he's being provocative. And I got it. I was the National Prayer Breakfast keynote speaker in 2020. And I was on the dais with Donald Trump. And, you know, that was the morning that he had been acquitted from his second or third or 40th, whatever it was, you know, the time he was impeached by the Democrats. And he comes out and you know, I was given a speech called Love Your Enemies and Pray for Those Who Are Persecuted. It's a national prayer breakfast. And Donald Trump, he's such a great performer, I have to say. And he gets up and he says, I love a good speech by Arthur Brooks, but I got to say, I disagree, you know, and it's like the gall to get up and disagree with Jesus at the national prayer breakfast.
All right. But, you know, it's half his tongue in cheek.
Of course. He's a performer. He's a performer. Absolutely.
But he's, you know, it's very hard. By loving your enemies.
Yeah.
And Erica Kirk did do by saying, I forgive the assassin of my husband.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an incredible example for your premise.
Yeah, well, here the important thing to keep in mind is that Jesus didn't say to like your enemies. Martin Luther King gave a sermon on this part of the gospel. This is Matthew 5:44, the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus says, you've heard that you should love your friends and hate your enemies. Today I give you a new teaching, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Hardest teaching ever. But that means you have to make the decision notwithstanding your feelings. And that's really what we're talking about.
Get out of that by doing that? How does that help you?
That gives you control, because when you're not hating and somebody else is, you have control. You have cognitive control. You have literally more power. That doesn't mean you have to like somebody, invite them over for dinner. It doesn't mean you have to be best friends with them and have tender feelings toward them. It has nothing to do with your feelings at all. It's the decision that you make. actually to will the good of another person. And sometimes the good of the other person requires that you do a really, really hard thing that they don't like, but never do it out of hate, because if you do, you're weak. I mean, you're not actually going to be as effective as you could be.
And do you practice that?
I try. Yeah. I try. I pray about that every day. It's very important to me to actually practice that. I don't like everybody, but I'm commanded by my master to love everybody.
On a lighter note,
yeah.
What have you found out? You were talking about your schedule before, how you work out right away,
right?
And you get going, but you wait a while to have coffee, because also health is very much a part of your school.
Absolutely, and you know, one of the things that we understand about coffee actually blocks a neurotransmitter called adenosine. Coffee doesn't pep you up. Coffee blocks you from actually feeling lethargic. That's how it works. Adenosine is one of these circulating neurochemicals that makes you feel groggy, makes you go to sleep at night, and there's a lot of it in your brain when you first wake up, and that's why you feel groggy. It'll get blocked by caffeine. Don't do that. Let it clear naturally. That way you won't have a crash, and you can use it to focus on your work instead.
In 20 seconds left, what should we plug for Arthur Brooks? What book should we get of yours?
Oh, the last one is The Happiness Files, Insights on Life and Work.
I get through it. I downloaded it, even though you gave me a complimentary copy. So you got money there, Arthur.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27th, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby, and I'll thank you, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank you.
That
yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Two federal courts have jumped into the government shutdown matter with the president weighing in. Correspondent George Williams has more.
Separate U.S. district judges from Blue State New England have ordered the Trump administration to pay for SNAP using emergency reserve funds. The question is which funds and how to deliver them for this new month, either to partially or fully prop up the nearly $8 billion annual emergency food program run through the Agriculture Department. In response, President Trump says on social media, in part, our government lawyers do not think we have the legal authority to pay SNAP with certain monies we have available. I do not want Americans to go hungry just because the radical Democrats refuse to do the right thing and reopen the government. Therefore, I have instructed our lawyers to ask the court to clarify how we can legally fund SNAP as soon as possible. George Williams, Washington.
Nothing is set in stone just yet. However, President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to begin planning for potential military action in Nigeria. The president is sharply criticizing the Nigerian government, saying it has failed to stop the persecution of Christians in the West African country. Trade talks with Canada appear to be off. More from Bill Alexander.
President Trump said the United States and Canada will not restart trade talks, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney apologized to him for an Ontario political ad using former President Ronald Reagan, saying tariffs spell disaster. Trump says he likes Carney a lot, but what they did was wrong. The White House insists the ad was just the latest in a string of problems between the two countries.
British police say 10 people have been taken to hospitals after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, 9 of them with life-threatening injuries. In a statement early today, hours after the attack, British Transport Police also said the incident has been declared a major incident and police are supporting. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better, daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
The Grand Egyptian Museum has been inaugurated.
The world's largest museum is dedicated to a single ancient civilization and an effort aimed at boosting the country's troubled economy. It showcases more than 50,000 artifacts. The museum faced delays since construction began some 20 years ago. The government, though, has improved infrastructure around the site, new roads, and a new metro station. Authorities say they hope the museum will stabilize Egypt's crumbling economy. Jason Walker reporting.
Instacart says it will offer customers who receive SNAP benefits 50% on their next grocery order to ease the strain in the event the government cuts off payments. The benefit will be available even if payments are made over the weekend. Instacart said any customer who placed an order last month using a SNAP EBT card will be eligible. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The FBI says a violent plot has been disrupted in the Detroit area. More from correspondent Jennifer King.
In Michigan, multiple people were arrested Friday, and FBI Director Kash Patel says they were prevented from carrying out a violent attack over the Halloween weekend. Local police in Dearborn say there is no threat to the community. In a statement to Fox News, Patel said through coordination with local partners, a potential act of terror was stopped before it could unfold. FBI agents and state police were at a house in Dearborn. They've been seen bringing in bags from an evidence truck and carrying items out. FBI in Detroit confirmed that officers were also in the neighboring town of Inkster. I'm Jennifer King.
A large crowd of young people gathered Halloween night in Washington's Navy Yard neighborhood before being run out of the park by police and National Guard members. Violence disrupted. At least 5 people ranging from 14 to 18 were arrested. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian.
Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. I happen to be located in New York City. It's about to be controlled, I think, by a borderline communist. Some of the statements that have emerged, some of the things that he has said is so concerning. You would think this guy would be a distant memory, one of those also-ran candidates that stood out because it made you shake your head. But he's leading and has never trailed. Martha McCallum at the bottom of the hour, Karl Rove. Next, and just a quick reminder, Patriot Awards, go scoop up your tickets. It's Thursday, November 6th, streaming on Fox Nation. Also, coming up November 1st, that's this Saturday, 5 p.m. It's an odd time, but a great theater, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, History, Liberty, and Laughs. I want everyone out there, and that means you. So before we go any further, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF.
Believe that? That's not a voiceover or AI. That is Zohran Mamdani in 2023. Off your election 6 days away and a record turnout already in Virginia, in New Jersey, and New York City. What it means for the final tallies.
Number two.
I'm a military spouse, and when the 15 came around and we didn't have to worry about our check, and the first is coming and there are people that need food.
I usually have my mother over for Thanksgiving, and I don't even know how I'm going to do that. There's no way I can afford a turkey.
Shutdown stories causing great pain for federal workers, SNAP recipients, military, and more. If both are to blame, why are Republicans' approval ratings improving?
Number one.
We're signing one trade deal after another to balance our relationships on the basis of reciprocity. These agreements will be incredible victories for all of us because everyone is better off when we have stable partnerships, not plagued by chronic problems and imbalances.
That is President Trump signing one deal after another overseas. Trump trip is in the backstretch as he's racked up investments and trade deals with big deals set for tomorrow. We think with China, all seems to be set up for big announcements. The market certainly thinks so. And I want to get Karl Rove's opinion on that. Karl, so far we had a stop in Malaysia, stop in Japan. Now they're in South Korea. And that's where he's going to meet with President Xi of China. So far, this trip looks like a big success, especially knowing 2 hours ago they announced the trade deal with South Korea has been done.
Yeah, and remember, he's going to start his Friday in Korea, which will be the middle of the night Thursday night here, and will be back at the White House at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon in order to celebrate Halloween with a mob of children on the South Lawn of the White House. Pretty amazing.
I know. And evidently, overseas, he's not sleeping. He's just so energized by what he's seeing. I think it's been impressive. I think the Middle East doing business deals and establishing relationships, it really matters. It matters a lot in business. And Karl, bring me inside it. How much does it matter when you know the other leader?
Well, it matters a lot. I mean, and it also, you know, you can see people evolve. That's one of the amazing things is that you can see how a relationship is developing with someone because of events. And most of the time that can be for the good, a president being involved. I'm sure it looks like he's off to a great start with the new prime minister of Japan, a very important relationship for us. But also, you know, sometimes they go south, and we saw that recently with Putin, who, you know, frankly played the president in Alaska, and the president didn't like it. And, he said things that obviously the president thinks he has not lived up to, and the president's going to deal with that accordingly. And so, yes, it matters a lot. You want to have a relationship where these two people get to know each other because it gives a higher level of trust in the conversations that they then have. Bush, for example, had a great relationship with the Japanese Prime Minister Koizumi, who is one of the two modern Japanese prime ministers who, besides Abe, who is a close friend of Koizumi, the longest serving prime ministers of the modern Japan. And they got to know each other, which was really odd because Koizumi's father was a Japanese soldier in World War II who was shooting at people like George W. Bush's father, who was a Navy pilot in the Pacific. And yet their two sons became very close comrades and companions and partners in helping defend the security interests of both countries.
So a couple of things. With Japan, they're going to have $10 billion worth of investments in auto plants here, $400 billion of potential investments in energy, and they're also agreed to $550 billion worth of strategic investment here. So the president knows, I mean, I don't ever remember a president thinking so much about business. He also is on the precipice of cutting a deal with Colombia. He did a deal with Colombia and Malaysia and is close to doing one with Thailand and Vietnam. So that April meeting when everything was kind of blown up and, we're trying to rebalance trade, little by little, he's pulling them in. I also think it's kind of interesting with China. They let it out that they're very optimistic something's going to get done tomorrow on fentanyl, something's going to get done tomorrow on soybeans, and something's going to get done on rare earth. What are you hearing?
Well, first of all, let me say one thing. The $550 billion includes the other things that you mentioned, $400 billion of investment in certain things and $10 billion for, new auto plants, the Japanese auto plants in the U.S., et cetera. So $550 billion. And that's a pretty big chunk coming from Japan. I mean, that's a significant part of their economy. It is clear that people want to do business with the U.S. And my sense is that the Chinese, doing something about the precursor chemicals for fentanyl is something they could have done a long time ago. It's a sign that the president has pressured them enough that they feel they need to give up that card now. They're making a mistake on rare earths, because what is happening is they were sort of the supplier to the world of this vital element that goes into electric cars and it goes into all kinds of things, that chips, you name it. Now the rest of the world says we can't trust them to be a reliable supplier, so we're going to develop our own. We call them rare earths, but they're actually pretty common. It's just that we don't mine them much outside of China. Now we're going to do it in Australia. We're going to do it in the U.S. We're going to do it Ukraine has a lot of rare earths. So, the Chinese have hurt themselves over the long run. The interesting thing to me is food. China does not have enough agriculture to sustain its own people, so it's a net importer of food. We are a net exporter of food. We grow far more than we can ever consume, and this is going to be helpful to soybean farmers in the Great Plains, who have been cut off from the Chinese market by the Chinese trying to make up their food needs with purchases from Brazil and Argentina and elsewhere. But it looks like they can't get them enough of them at the price they need. We're already the largest supplier of pork, for example, to China, because nobody else can match our prices and our volume.
So let's jog over to the shutdown. Senator Chris Coons on C-SPAN, let it be known exactly what they're doing. Cut 17.
Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House. Frankly, this is our only moment of leverage. And although a very unpleasant tool to use, it's gotten us focused on what we have to do to change direction on health care.
So if you're in the military, if you're an air traffic controller, TSA worker, any federal employee, just know that you're being used as leverage.
Yeah. Oh, I think about the kids who are going to not have school lunch programs, or the families that depend upon SNAP funds to put something on the table. If you're hungry, just remember the Democrats you're giving the Democrats a tool to use, and they're using it. Or actually, they're using you as a tool. Or maybe they are just tools, period.
So here we are. We're weeks into this now. The president's overseas, and we know that there's really no off-ramp. If I gave Karl Rove the keys to design an off-ramp that would end this thing, even though you're a conservative, how does it end, knowing that there's got to be the Democrats looking for at least a space-saving measure?
Yeah, well, there's got to be a level of confidence and trust among the members in the Senate and the House, Democrat and Republican, that they agree that they're going to have conversations and that there are solutions possible, that it's going to have to be give and take on both sides. Democrats want to get the continuation of the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare subsidies. Republicans might be willing to do that, provided you take into account the enormous fraud. How can you deal with that? And also so that, the very wealthy are not getting the same kind of benefit that somebody who middle class or working class it gets. There are ways to arrive at it. But ultimately, it's going to come down to the trust that you find between individual players in the House and Senate. The chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Susan Collins, has got to play a big role in this. The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Tom Cole of Oklahoma, has got to play a role in this. And the good news is there are people, those are the kind of people that Democrats say, you know what, if Tom gives me his word or Susan gives me his word, mm-hmm. I can count on it. But it requires the Democrats to stop playing games. Look, I hate this. When Republicans are in the minority and Democrats are in power, the Republicans make a stink about a clean resolution and don't support it. And when Republicans are in power and the Democrats are in the minority and the Republicans propose a clean continuing resolution, the Democrats play games. And in both instances, it's wrong. We have the biggest enterprise on the face of the planet called the U.S. government. And for us to be treating the budget and the fiscal responsibility of that institution as casually as we're doing with this is ridiculous. So the Democrats, there's a reason why you pointed it out. Republicans are, their approval ratings are rising because the Democrats are being so open. We want to subject the country to such a volume of hurt that you'll side with us against the people who are trying to do the responsible thing. A continuing resolution ought to be clean. You shouldn't be playing games on it.
Here's how it ended. I want you to hear CNN because I know you don't watch. So I taped this portion. This is their pollster, cut 22.
Take a look here, the shift in net popularity versus pre-shutdown. Among the when we're looking at the Republican Party overall, that brand actually up 2 points. That's within the margin of error, but clearly it hasn't dropped. Come over to this side of the screen. Look at the net approval ratings for Republicans in Congress. It's actually up 5 points since pre-shutdown. So what we're seeing here is the Republican brand in Congress has actually improved somewhat compared to where we were pre-shutdown.
I'm surprised it didn't cut his mic, but those are numbers. You live in the numbers world, Carl.
Yeah, is he still employed, incidentally?
Look,
this is, I mean, go to almost any poll, and he's right. Take a look at before the shutdown, look at the most recent one, and it's at worst, it's flat. But in most instances, you're starting to see Democrats declining and Republicans growing, albeit, look, we're a deeply polarized country, so they're not going to be big leaps. But the independent voters, the people who are weakly linked to either party, are figuring out who's responsible for this disaster, and it's the Democrats. They're clear and open about it. They glory in it. We make people hurt enough. The Republicans okay. No, don't think it works out.
Three races to get through before you have to go, I know. Zoran Mamdani, this emerged from his, on his radio interview from 2 years ago. Listen to this. Cut 29.
Everybody's looking at the polls. They're saying things look good. They're looking at the betting odds. They're saying things look good. That's exactly how Andrew Cuomo felt 7 days until the primary a few months ago.
No, I'm sorry. I should have said 24. Go ahead.
We have to make clear that when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it's been laced by the IDF.
I mean, this is just a myriad of crazy statements he has made, most of which are caught on camera. What are we doing here in New York City?
You're about ready to elect a crazy man mayor. Wait for my column tomorrow. You probably not listen to it, but it's well worth listening to the 6 minute, 44 second video that he cut in response to the exchange that he had with Vice President J.D. Vance over Mamdani's aunt supposedly being nervous after 9/11. I thought it was one of the most astonishing. It was, let me tell you, the video is well done. He's powerful. He's persuasive. He's eloquent. But it is the dumbest thing I think I've seen in a recent campaign, because he basically says the city of New York is full of bigots who hate Muslims, and I've had enough. I do not intend to be, I thought I could be the mayor of a united city, but that was false. That was wrong. I made a mistake. And by God, we're not going to stand for this anymore. I mean, he's depicting New York as a cesspool of bigotry when we know that New York is a city that celebrates the great, cacophony of face and ethnicity and origin and outlook. I mean, this guy is depicting New York as, some hellhole for everybody who is a Muslim. And it is the wrong message for a guy who should try and unite the city of New York. You're going to see it reflected.
Yeah. And in your column,
you're
keeping
it reflected in the outcome.
And Carl, he made it up. He didn't have an aunt. It's somebody else who's dead. And they've not even seen a picture with him.
His aunt was in Tanzania.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a family friend that he called his aunt. But I didn't get into that in it, because I thought he, even worse than that minor misstatement was the essence of what he said. It is one of the most astonishingly short-sighted irrational diatribes I think I've seen in politics.
Two quick races to look at. Jack Cittarelli, what are the chances of him winning in New Jersey?
Well, he's got a shot. She's a terrible candidate. But the Democrats have a 13-point registration advantage. The fact that it's competitive says something about how weak a candidate she is and how authentic a candidate he is. I've never met him. I've just seen him on television, but I've seen him in the debates. He just seems like a good guy. And in politics, that counts for a lot.
I hope so. And then you have, what are the chances Abigail Spanberger gets upset by the Lieutenant Governor Winsome?
Well, look, the polls there have shown consistently, a high single digit, 10 points at most, and maybe a couple of polls above that. The interesting thing is that Spanberger is a much better candidate than Cheryl in New Jersey, but she is hampered by her attorney general candidate, who is this guy.
He's going to lose.
A terrible job.
He's
going to lose. Yeah, Jay Jones. And Mayeras, the Republican, has done a terrific job as attorney general and has weathered this quite well and been very effective. I think he's going to win. And that says something about the Commonwealth of Virginia, where there still is a climate of two things, ticket splitting and a belief that people in office ought to be good people who have strong values and not the kind of bigoted comments and nasty personal stuff that Jones said. And they don't particularly like candidates who want to be the chief law enforcement officer who got arrested for traveling 117 miles per hour in your fancy car in a 70-mile-an-hour zone.
Carl Rove, thanks so much. We'll make sure to read your column in the Wall Street Journal tomorrow. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy. All
and,
the best.
And we'll see him on One Nation on Sunday night. Martha McCallum next.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com, because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Have you tuned in to the New Jersey gubernatorial race? It's gotten ugly. Recently, Democratic candidate Mikey Sherrill and Republican candidate Jack Cittarelli have each made charges about the other's integrity, and that's hurt both of them. Our Fox News survey of New Jersey voters shows Cittarelli's honest and trustworthy ratings have shifted from being net positive by 4 points in September to net negative by 2 points now. Sherrill's ratings remain positive overall, but she's lost even more ground. Voters see her as honest and trustworthy by a 5-point margin, but that's down from plus 16 last month. And on their personal ratings, Chitterelli's unfavorable has gone up 3 points since September. Cheryl's unfavorable rating is up 7. All that has helped Chitterelli gain 3 points in the horse race, reducing Cheryl's advantage to 5 points within the poll's margin of sampling error. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your poll parade.
I'm Ashley DeBorton with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ethan Hawke, Andrew Scott, and Bobby Cannavale of Richard Linklater's Blue Moon. The film is set at the 1943 premiere party for Rodgers and Hammerstein's first Broadway collaboration, Oklahoma. Prior to that musical duo, there was Rodgers and Hart. The film centers on Lorenz Hart at the celebration, dealing with personal struggles and this closing chapter of his life.
I really started to see the whole movie as a Rodgers and Hart song, in that a lot of ways, Linklater was playing the Rodgers part, so to speak. He's building the movements, the framework, the building that we lived in. And our job was to do the lyrics and to float on top of it.
Getting to know their stories, does it give you a different perspective on the music, on their work, on certain lyrics, anything like that?
I guess it does.
Yeah, over a thousand songs.
Over a thousand songs they wrote together. That just speaks volumes to me. So I can't listen to their music without thinking about that anymore.
He says over a thousand songs. It is staggering. Wow.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, Martha McCallum, we have a short segment here, and then we will spine on the other side of the hour, right at the other side of the half hour. You're all pumped for your show at 3 o'clock?
Yes. One of the things that we're watching really closely are all these layoffs. You know, for a long time, people thought that AI was just going to replace some of the, you know, lower level jobs.
Mundane jobs.
And now what we're watching is this coming onslaught for white collar workers and people who have maybe been working for the last 5 years out of college. They have accounting jobs, legal jobs. This is going to keep spreading. It's a huge issue in America, and we're going to take that on right at the top of the show today.
14,000 people, I think, laid off at Amazon.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more coming. I think you should keep your eye on the finance industry and other places where they're going to be cutting headcount. There's a big pressure on these companies by their boards to make sure that they're as efficient as possible and that they're ready for the AI age. They're shedding DEI, shedding climate initiatives, and so is Bill Gates, by the way. And this is the wave of the future, and it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people.
I'm fascinated by the climate talk, because for the longest time we thought, we weren't allowed to ask questions. How dare we question science?
No.
You know, Bill Gates goes, yeah, I think we're going to be fine, and I'm more worried about being cold than hot.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes.
Back in a moment.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. We got a few more quality minutes with Martha, and then I'm going to be on Outnumbered at the top of the hour. Martha, you are on Outnumbered tonight?
Not today.
But 3 o'clock you're on, right?
I'm on at 3 o'clock.
So we have to talk about this. This Bill Gates story.
Yeah.
Bill Gates comes out and he basically says, you know that whole thing I was telling you about climate change? I'm not really sure it's a big thing. His arms are going everywhere. He says, well, he sunk billions of dollars of his fortune into initiatives to stop global warming because it's a national, it's a world catastrophe. Now he says, it's not, astonishingly, he now claims that not heat, but the cold is killing more people and more of a threat to humanity. Quote, surprisingly, excess cold is far deadlier, killing nearly 10 times more people every year than heat does. Do you know his latest project was dimming the sun? Because that's how worried he was while he flew around in his private jet. And Craig, Martha, if you question climate change, you're an ignoramus.
Absolutely.
How dare you? No, what are we witnessing here?
I mean, AOC said we're all going to be dead in 12 years.
Yes.
I mean, this was Bible for these individuals. In fact, there was a lot of commentary that it sort of did become their religion.
Oh, yeah.
And that if you didn't believe it, or if you had no faith, in big air quotes, in this whole thing, that you were, you know, you were evil. You were a bad person. You wanted the whole planet to sort of burst into flames and die, and you didn't care about
selfish.
Anything. I saw a video this morning of Al Gore, who was really the architect of this movement. You know, remember the movie that
he
made?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, thank you.
Let's hear. Here's a bunch. It's Al Gore, AOC, Bernie Sanders, and Greta. And not Van Susteren. Cut 47.
This is the one challenge that could completely end human civilization. And it is rushing at us with such speed and force. It's completely unprecedented.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
What the scientists are telling us is if we don't get our act together, the world that you will be bringing your children up in and your grandchildren up in will be increasingly unhealthy and uninhabitable.
It is what we decide now that will define the rest of humanity's future. If we don't, it will be a death sentence to countless of people.
What's she going
to
do?
I don't know. Well, she was taking a boat to Gaza.
She's I know she's been spending a lot of time in Gaza. So, yeah. This is so, and it just flies in the face. This actually lines up with what we've seen happening at universities. It's like, you have to buy into this dogma or you're a bad person, yeah. Right? And it also ties in with Trump derangement syndrome or anything conservative derangement syndrome. And what we need to get back to is this idea of good scientific debate. Sure, you want to take the climate crisis side of the argument, go ahead. But you're also going to listen to the guy or gal who's on the other side of the equation, and we're going to get some good answers. But, you know, in this, Bill Gates says, you know, if I had to choose, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, if I had to choose between the climate going up, here it is, I'll let the temperature go up 1/10 of a degree to get rid of malaria. People don't understand the suffering that exists today. Now, he has done a lot of work with malaria. I did a malaria project many years ago. And it is very, very important. So what he's saying is, you know, world disease, poverty, these are more pressing. And the climate will, you know, probably actually not be a catastrophic event.
It's insane. It's insane.
Are they going to cover this everywhere? Like, is this going to be, you know, oh, by the way, the, you know,
I've been
reports of your demise were widely exaggerated.
I've been looking at my quad box. I'm not seeing it
Nothing.
All morning. And this is a 2-day story. More and more is coming out. Now, think about this, Martha. I put this in the same category as Jake Tapper writing his book about the failings of Joe Biden. You know, excuse me? You think there was a problem with Joe Biden? Of course we were telling you that. We were telling you that 4 years. The guy's not normal. The guy was being mocked
right.
in this debate in 2020 because they thought he was going to lose. And next thing you know, he's supposedly this great guy with this fantastic career and becomes president of the United States. I mean, that's as crazy as Jake Tapper telling us, well, I just did some great reporting. The president wasn't making a lot of decisions and he was falling short and he should have
wow.
gotten earlier.
Really? Yeah.
So you feel like saying there's got to be some, by the way, I should apologize to everyone I misled.
You know, it is starting to happen when you see some of the changes that are happening and the movement that's happening in the big news organizations. You see some of this shift as, you know, what ends up happening is that profits start to decline. And that's when the heads of these companies understand, Oh, I guess we were supposed to be covering the news.
Yeah.
I guess we were supposed to be actually enlightening people, telling them both sides of the story. And when we didn't do that for, you know, since basically 2016, when we just hammered them with one thing over and over and over again, a lot of them went away. So what did we do wrong? So now they're looking at all of it. They're trying to figure out if they can get to the other side of it, if they can speak to the whole country, something that Fox has known since its inception. And we'll see what happens if they're able to try to right that ship. This is a huge story. I mean, I remember going back to Benghazi, right? We were covering it. And the other networks were laughing at us, you know, oh, Benghazi. You know, and remember Hillary Clinton saying, yeah, you know, oh, you know, just because some people went out and took a walk, you know, at one night and got into trouble outside and a fire started, whatever she said. You got to open your eyes and you have to cover, you know, you have to cover the whole story. And this is just a screaming example of what we're talking about. Bill Gates saying, you know what, it's no longer actually a hair on fire issue. Enough said.
So what about Al Gore? And if, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try, if I can get through it, to watch his movie. Because almost everything he said did not come true. Inconvenient Truth, they got him, I think, an Emmy or an Oscar or something for Best Documentary.
I wonder if he'll come on.
Well,
you should invite him.
He's an angry guy. I mean, that guy's an angry guy. I mean, have you ever seen him interviewed? He's isolated, but he's very rich.
Yes.
Extremely rich.
Yes.
So remember when Trump came out of the Paris? This goes to things have changed.
Yeah.
When Trump said, I'm pulling out of the Paris climate change thing, big deal.
That was one of the earliest moves he made in 2016.
Nobody's talking about that now.
No.
You know, he's saying, why is China and Russia? Well, they're listed as developing nations,
yeah,
and they got to take their time. We can't really work with them.
Our biggest economic competitor is,
yeah,
you know, treated like a developing nation that did not have to accede to the parameters of the Paris Climate Accords. And Trump said, wait a minute, they're like the biggest polluter on the planet. So if they're not in it, it doesn't make any sense for us to
right.
be in it. And their benchmarks were like 2036 for China to even get started on abiding by the tenets of the Paris Climate Accord, but we had to do it right away. I mean, talk about one of the myriad ways that China has come at us, right? That's just one other. You can put that on the list of 20 different ways, everything from fentanyl to AI to stealing intellectual property to, oh, we made a deal in the Climate Accord that's going to hamstring your companies, but not ours.
Right. So if you can do renewables and you can make it more affordable, you know, they were, again, they're not worried about polluting the environment. They're building these coal plants, but they're also the number one producer of solar panels, right? They are doing renewables. You can do that. Go compete. Go do it and go compete.
100%.
With the whole windmills and everything else that's going on, that's a little dicey because the president's getting pushed back because some of these projects are going on in red states. They hire all these people, and he's like, hey,
look, you
I'm
know
done
what?
With this.
Those red state governors have to answer the questions. Why did you give up an entire span of the Atlantic Ocean to a European company who convinced you that ocean windmills were the future because they signed on for it and they succumbed to the pressure that mm-hmm. existed back then to, you know, sort of give credence to the climate change crew and they wanted to win elections.
Right.
And so they went along with these huge projects, which now not only shouldn't be built, but can't be built. They can't meet the amount that they agreed to build them for. So they've had to renegotiate all the contracts on these things. It's a disaster. It's a disaster. And they also think that there are links between the deaths of whales and other bad issues for the environment. So if you're an environmentalist, why are you supporting ocean windmills?
Right. New Jersey and New York, what do they have in common? Democratic governors. Did you see this study by the Manhattan Institute?
Yeah, but when those deals were done, there was a Republican governor in New Jersey.
Oh, was it Governor Christie?
Connecticut also went along with it. He was part of, you know, signing off on some of these deals, I believe.
So he listens, so maybe he'll call. The Manhattan Institute survey found that Elise Stefanik beats Hochul 43-42. Now, I know it's early and it's just one poll.
Yeah,
the other poll was within 2 points. Is that pretty unbelievable that she hasn't even declared yet? I mean, it took forever for Zeldin to get out of double figures, and he was a fantastic candidate.
I know.
She hasn't even declared yet.
I know.
And she's already neck and neck.
It's so interesting, right? I mean, you look at this race, It's like a TV show because Cuomo is now running against Mamdani and Sliwa. Kathy Hochul is the governor of New York because Cuomo got in trouble for these harassment suits that were brought against him.
Accidental governor.
He lost his job. She became governor. Now I look at this poll this morning against Stefanik where she's neck and neck, and in my head I see Kathy Hochul holding her fist over her head, holding hands with Mamdani. I'm thinking, yeah, this probably isn't a good idea.
What was your perception of Mamdani when you interviewed him one-on-one in your studio?
Look, he is, he smiles a lot. He's a big smiler. He is working very hard to move himself to a place that's modern enough to get elected. He apologized to the police on my show. Obviously, there was already a ton of rhetoric, which we cited to him, of things that he had said about the police being racist and everything else. But we didn't have that soundbite that we saw yesterday, which we played on our show, about when the boot of the NYPD is on your neck, it was laced by the IDF.
Which is the most nonsense thing
you
can say.
No, it is nonsense.
And horrific.
But he's young, and he just smacks of someone who is willing to sort of, say what he thinks he needs to say to get elected, which all politicians do. But I think it's good that people are being exposed to everything as we get close here. But it still looks like he will win.
I want you to hear what Jon Stewart said. And Jon Stewart's extremely smart, and sometimes, especially Democrats, against a Democrat, you could be tough and not, sacrifice your party. Listen to what he said. Cut 32.
There are so many different communities that are looking to you, and this, I hate to put it on you, as a bit of a Jackie Robinson moment. And I know that probably wields some weight, but man, oh man, what an exciting opportunity.
Wow. I don't even have the answer. That question was stunning. Jackie Robinson. Joe, was Jackie Robinson a socialist who hated Jews?
No.
Who doesn't like cops? Are you kidding me? Jackie Robinson should walk on water, what he had to put up with. This guy's not putting up with Jackie Robinson put up
and
with.
And here's the thing. It is not about his religion. It is about the things that he himself has said. Okay? So the idea that this, we live in a very multicultural city here, right? We have lots of Muslim friends, lots of Jewish friends, lots of Christian friends, okay? It is not, and this is what I want to be, this is not about religion. So Jon Stewart's sitting there basically saying, because of your religion, this is a Jackie Robinson moment. But he's negating all of the things that Mamdani has actually said about New York City cops.
Which I thought he would bring up.
He's a supporter of law enforcement. He did so much good work with Ground Zero and with the people who, were exposed to the burn pits. It's like law enforcement is key for him.
Yeah. So, Martha, one more time for people who missed, who's going to be on your show at 3 p.m.?
So we're going to talk to Mark Tepper about what's going on with the white-collar layoffs, which is a huge story. I also have the Rain family. Their son tragically committed suicide after an unbelievable relationship with the chat bot that is so frightening, but every parent must be aware of what is happening online.
Thank you, Martha McCallum. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
I'm going to be back in a little while with more to know. And then top of the hour, Outnumbered. And don't forget, November 1st, Pottstown, Pennsylvania, History, Liberty, and Laughs, streamed on Fox Nation.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hey, I'm Mike Slater. My dad passed away at the age of 63. It's out of nowhere. Had a stroke. Super hard, obviously, for the whole family, but my dad had life insurance. This is why I have life insurance for my family, for my wife and four kids. And the best place to get life insurance is ethos.com because you can do it in 10 minutes. And there's no medical exam and no blood test, just a few health questions. Get life insurance in 10 minutes so your family is protected. Ethos, E-T-H-O-S, ethos.com/Mike.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Engel, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Warning for the 19th in Yamamoto. There's a fly ball to deep left center field. Headed back there. It is gone. Vlad Jr. gives the Jays the lead. The franchise face putting the team on his back.
I tell you, this guy's amazing, and he's ready for everything. I mean, this is the first mistake that Ohtani has made, and he didn't get it back.
And by the way, that is World Series game number 4. They tied the series at 2 games apiece. Toronto Blue Jays win in Los Angeles after losing a heartbreaker in 18 innings, tied for the longest game, along with another game the Dodgers played in versus the Red Sox in 2018. But it was the Dodgers who win dramatically. And congratulations to them. But now they went up 2-1. But last night it was tied at 2-2. It makes me wonder if there is indeed more to know.
More to know. Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
Yeah, final score 6-2 Blue Jays. And by the way, that guarantees that the Toronto Blue Jays will get a chance to go back home to win the series or lose it. Next, Bill Gates. This is my favorite story of the day. Makes major climate reversal after years of yelling at people like me and maybe you that the world was ending. How dare you not do know it and understand it? While he flew around putting millions of his dollars into these programs on his private jet all around the world, living in these huge mansions, he wanted us to know that the world was going on fire. He was actually working on things to dim the sun. He said it was our only hope. And now, astonishingly, Gates now points out that our greatest fear, if anything, is that it's going to be too cold, not heat. He says being cold is a far greater threat to humanity. Surprisingly, excessive cold is far deadlier, killing nearly 10 times more people. He came out and said, the Microsoft founder, he said there are billions into his fortune. Climate change will have serious consequences, particularly for people in the poorest countries. It will not lead to humanity's demise. Al Gore, did you hear that? Stop with the cash register noise where you cash in and say the world has a fever. Your show, your movie that got you, I think, an Academy Award for documentary is total fiction. The world should have ended by now. And think about how they torture people and the Paris deal. What a joke. Next. Gambino crime boss was told, stay in jail. We think you're going to try to intimidate witnesses. Remember last week with the big gambling bust that talked about two things? You got the card game, which was fraudulent with the x-ray machine and the card shuffler machine that was all allowed other guys to win. Well, the mob was involved, four families involved, including Anthony Ruggiero. His lawyer had pushed for a $5 million bond insured by his family and friends, but the Gambino mobster will stay in jail because they think he's going to intimidate people to not testify against him. Next, Paris prosecutors deeply regret disclosing the Louvre suspect arrest. As an ex-thief reveals, he warned the Louvre of security weaknesses around crown jewels. Paris prosecutor Laurie Bouchard said the information made public about the arrest makes it harder to catch the other two guys. Oops. They inspected this guy, David Duchos. Talks like he said he was a pro. He said he told them over and over again the windows were susceptible. They said the windows show a glaring weakness, and for any jewel thief, it would be a piece of cake. Well, here's the exact quote to the AP. Have you seen the windows? You can imagine anything. People in disguise slipping in through those windows. Through the windows, even from the roofs, there are plenty of ways to get in. Next, homework might be history. It's facing an existential crisis. Why? Because everybody's doing it with AI, which means they're not doing it. 84% of high school students use artificial intelligence for their schoolwork. According to a study, 69% of high school students use ChatGPT to help with school assignments and homework. There's got to be a way for them to find out. I think there are some from Hallmark signs. But there's got to be something you can do in your school system because homework is necessary. I don't want 4 hours, but it is indeed necessary, I think. By the way, Kai Trump announces, even though she hasn't been to college yet, still a high school senior, she'll get a special exemption to go to an LPGA tour event. It'll be in Florida, the Pelican Golf Club. Good luck with that.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco. Rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.